emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our studios here in London on this very day, the 6th day of March, in the year of our Lord 2014, in the third month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. Because every man-made product has an expiry date and the zoo has expired. Anybody trying to revive it is not doing us justice. However, we must welcome you. We must say good morning to you. We must say good afternoon to you. We must say good evening to you. We must say good night wherever you are on this planet, regardless of your time zone, regardless of what you're doing. Some of you are listening to Radio Biafra from your workplace using your earpiece via your mobile phone. Some of you are at home. Some of you are performing journeys. But wherever you are, we're welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are here to discuss one thing alone, and I'm here to help you understand that Biafra restoration is irreversible. And my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I consider it a unique privilege to serve our people. And also, Uche Mefo is here in the studios with me in a short while. He'll be introducing himself whilst we are with the barrister. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. Do not listen alone. Do not sit on your own. If you are on Facebook, you use it. If you're on BlackBerry, please use it. If you're on WhatsApp, you use it. If you can email, you do so. If you can make a telephone call, you do so. Tell everybody that you know. Tell those around you that Radio Biafra is on. Tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. If because of the amount of traffic we are getting, if it's because there are 5 million people logging in at the same time, they cannot get through, ask them to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. If they cannot go through, they must go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, all one word. They must download free Radio Biafra app, either via the Android market or via iTunes. They must have Radio Biafra on every available mobile device that they have. That this very wonderful gospel being preached every day, that this very restorative message, this message of hope of redemption, this message meant to carry the voice of the voiceless to the ends of the earth, this very message that those who have been bombed, those who are being killed, those who were massacred, those being deported, those who are being marginalized, those who have been removed from the fringes of affair, that they have a voice all over the world. This is Radio Biafra. There are no two radio stations like us. The way we do broadcasting, no other person can replicate it. That is why we have governments of the world listening to us. That is why everybody listens to Radio Biafra. They may pretend they don't. They may pretend that there's something else, but they're hiding under their wife's skirts and listening to Radio Biafra. That's why we are here. We are formidable. We are exceptionally formidable. And nothing is going to stop us until Biafra comes and even beyond. I have said it before and I will continue to say it.
It is not going to stop with the formation of Biafra. The restoration of Biafra is only but the first part. The second part is that evil name, that name given to us by a Scottish man, that concocted name that has no meaning called Nigeria, must be removed from the history books. It must be removed. It's an abomination to come and name a people after a river. An abomination before man and before God. And everybody that accepts it, if you say you are a Nigerian, you are a curse unto humanity. You are a disgrace unto humanity and mankind. All your education is meaningless. Can you come here and name them after a river? Can you go to Russia and name Russia after a river? Can you go to Italy and name them after a river? But they came to Africa. They came to that very place. And ancient civilizations were subsumed into the thinking of one single white man and one white lady. Suddenly you are now Nigeria. What a shame. What a disgrace. And they tell me Africans are educated. And I say to them, they are not educated. They are not worthy to be called educated people. If you're so stupid as to allow somebody to come into your town and rename your town into something else, how stupid can you get? You sit there and everything that you are, everything that you have become has been determined by one white man. How stupid can you be? And you claim you're a human being. You claim you pray to God. You claim you ask God for forgiveness when you have jettisoned and rejected God's creation, which is who you are. And that creation is Biafra, as old as mankind itself, that will be proved to the whole world on the 30th of May. This is Radio Biafra, in case you don't know what you're listening to. People say we are fiery. People say we are upset. And I said, why would I not be upset? Why should we not be upset? 3.5 million people dead and counting. Nobody held accountable. Innocent women and children slaughtered in cold blood. And people are asking me, why should I be upset? Why should I not be upset? The zoo is finished. Completely finished. We are here to get Biafra, or we die getting Biafra. If that is the option they give us, and heaven knows, everything they are living will be burnt to death. They will die. Boko Haram will be made to look like a tea party with what is to come. They must know it. We are Biafrans. If they are running from a bunch of cattle herders, how much more educated and intelligent Biafrans? They are in for one almighty shock. This zoo is finished. Completely finished, and this is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. Our line is the same. It doesn't change when we are in London. Our number is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. If you have been given money by any Biafran anywhere to do something, you must do it. If you have come out to say you are serving your country, Biafra, you must do exactly what you said you're going to do. If you make a promise and don't deliver, we will hold you accountable, regardless of who you are. If we promise something and don't deliver, we expect you to hold us accountable. Live on air, not on mobile phone and gossiping. You come here and you tell us to our faces, this is Radio Biafra. We are like no other. People want to be like us. They cannot be like us. When people listen to Radio Biafra, they go and make landmark statements, the same way we are reporting today. When people wonder why we do what we do and how we do it, we say it is because we understand how to broadcast to black people. We know how to speak to them and the reason. That is why today, Wole Soyinka of all people has acknowledged and is making it known to the world that indeed genocide was committed against Biafrans. And that is what you are going to do on the 30th of May of this year. Any country, any zone that fails to come out on the 30th of May, that place will be shut down. It will be decreed that no Biafrans are there anymore. We must let them know. What we are doing has now resonated amongst those who are keeping us captive. Even Wole Soyinka himself has accepted that indeed there was genocide. The next question is, what are we going to do about it? And Awolowo must be tried posthumously. The family must be tried. The Yoruba conscience must be placed on international trial, that they may know that they're very evil and wicked race. We must bring it to the world's attention. This is Radio Biafra. You can also get to us via Skype by joining us on Radio Biafra on Skype. Just Radio Biafra is all you need to do. And you will join us. We are formidable because we speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. I do not seek Biafra to be like any other country. I do not seek Biafra for the sake of it. I seek this kingdom of heaven on earth, this God's palace on this earth, that mankind may be turned away from ruin, that his will may be done. and that our people may be free and return to their old and ancient ways of truth and honesty in all that they do. That is why we anchor everything we do here on the truth. That is why we remain incorruptible. That is why you can never buy our conscience. It is impossible. Impossible. It can never happen. Not now, not tomorrow, not till the day that Biafra comes and beyond. Our mission, our quest for the restoration of our country is unstoppable. We are relentless in our pursuit. Anybody who is stupid enough or foolish enough to underestimate our resolve will be shown a very bitter lesson, regardless of who you are. We will tell you that we are fanatical about our country, fanatical about Biafra. Anything on our part will be destroyed completely. They will know how mad we are very soon. This is 2014. They will soon find out. They will know that we want Biafra. If they are sensible, they should give us Biafra immediately and leave us alone, or else everything will die with us. Everything will perish with us, and that oil will drown in it. They will know that Chukwu Abiama gave us oil and not man. Nobody gave us coal. Nobody gave us all the resources that we have. Nobody determined that we should have a lake in our country. Only Chukwu Abiama did. Why people must be interfering with God's creation, I do not understand. All that nonsense is coming to an end this year. And this is Radio Biafra. They must know it. They must know it. We must teach them a lesson. We must let them know that the 3.5 million people dead must be avenged. Their death must be avenged. We are not going to forgive or forget. They know that already. I do not forgive and I do not forget. They know that. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome the barrister himself, the very eminent barrister, before I go to Chairman Fogg, who is here in the studio with me. The barrister, please acknowledge the wonderful presence of Biafrans all over the world. Those who will not retreat nor surrender. They are in every country, on this very planet, in every town, in every city. Wherever they are, please, barrister, you must welcome them.
Thank you, director. Good evening to you. Good evening to fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. We are all over the place. We are in the whole world. We are broadcasting every day, every evening, to our own people, to our own friends, to those who have the interests of their friends at heart. We are broadcasting to even our enemies. At the point they are not cherishing what we are doing. Even our enemies cannot even wait for 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 or 12 p.m., according to whichever country you are in. East, west, north, or south, Radio Biafra is raining. Director, before I go any further, let me tell you why Radio Biafra is raining. AIT is there in the zoo. TPC is there in the zoo. IMT is there in the news. But nobody is listening to it. Do you know why Radio Biafra is raining? We broadcast via mobile. Everybody must pick up their mobile to talk. While they are talking, they listen to Radio Biafra. That's why we are raining. AIT will broadcast, MTT will broadcast. They are broadcasting using generator. But the people they are broadcasting to have no lights. How can they hear what Jonathan and his people are talking? That is why we are the greatest. That is why anything Biafra will always reign. We always choose the best way of life. We've always chosen the best path to follow. We have always reigned from inception. We have always been the chosen ones from Chukwu Abiama himself. Everything we do has always been exceptional. I said it 3 days ago. We are created abnormally. We do things differently. And when we do it, it is the best. Not at all, we will reign until Biafra comes. Chukwu Abiama, he knew that our own type of people are coming up to resurrect Biafra. Director, let me tell you this. None of us, nobody will lose his or her head. None of us. We will see Biafra, all of us. Watch and mark my words. None of us will ever die until Biafra comes. It's been decreed. I've seen it in a vision. We are coming to accomplish what has been put before us by Chukwu Abiama. An Hausa man was talking today on AIT that the reason why the Southerners are not succeeding in what it is because they are divided. That the Northerners are united. What unites them? Muslim, to kill, maim, and behead. That is what united the Hausa, Fulani Boko Haram. And of course, they are right in a way. Why are we divided? We are divided because we have different faiths, we have different religion, and it was a seed sowed in order to divide us, and it worked. Up to today, it's still working. Radio Biafra is trying to undo all the damages done to us. You have Jehovah Witness here. You have Tribune Assassin there. You have Anglican here. You have CMS there. Seeds of discrimination, seeds of discord. If I'm not in your own face, I cannot marry you. You cannot marry me. It was deliberately done so that we don't put ourselves together. Upon that, they came into our land and divided us. Anambra, Imo. Within Anambra, we divide east, west, north. I belong to Eastern Region this. And then within that, we have east, south-south, southwest, west-west. All of these are social engineered arrangements to destroy the Biafran race. And we have been destroyed for far too long. We are trying to bring ourselves together. Many people have been saying this. You see your own brother. You speak your language. You speak Igbo language to your own brother. He starts speaking English. Forget the fact that I said that English was spoken here. Why? Because we want to go home. When we go home, every region will speak their own language. You first of all send away the wolves. Then you come back home and ask your chicken, why are you out? First, seek ye the kingdom of God, and everything shall be added unto you. We are speaking in this language because we want the Russians, we want the Americans, the English, those who put us into quagmire, for them to hear us. If we speak Igbo, we speak to ourselves. We speak a Bible language, we speak ourselves, we speak Kalaba, we are talking to ourselves. That is why we resorted to speaking English, which is not our language. Let us use the same language they used to destroy us to get ourselves back. When we get home, we all go back to our indigenous languages. That is only but one reason why we are speaking English here on Radio Biafra. It's not because we are forgetting our language. No. Let's pursue our goal. Let's get our destination. Ijo will speak Ijo in their own radio station. And Yoma will speak Anyoma. In their own, every individual tribe will have their own parliament. We are a great nation. We have been destroyed through many ways and avenues. And that is what Radio Biafra is doing, to get ourselves back and get ourselves together. When we all go back home, everybody will know where they're coming from. I am from Owerri. And I speak Owerri language very well, including Anambra. Thanks me, I'll speak any language. For now, let us gather why we have been so destroyed. Your brother is now your enemy. Your sister cannot recognize you. They sowed seeds of destruction in our midst. Some of our people don't know. When we shout your radio there for the thing, we are mad. Yes, we are mad because we want to go back to where we came from. I remember the director was saying yesterday, 1986 Immigration Act, that was when you cannot get visa in this country. Prior to 1986, you come over here, they stamp you in, either from Gatwick or Heathrow. Since then, our people are begging to come in here because our place was gradually erupted, gradually disruptive, and gradually completely destroyed. They just took us in, assimilated us. Everything in our land was completely closed up. Everything Biafra does not exist anymore. God has brought us back to reinstitute, re-educate our people. If we say anything here in anger, please forgive us. We want to go back home because we don't like where we are. I'm supposed to be in my own home. Most of our uncles, most of our dads, 70, 80, 90, they are here. My mom is 77. But my mom is still in this country. Because if my mom is back home, she would have died long time. But she ought to be at home, receiving a traditional treatment. But there's none anymore. Everything in our land has been used and overused. We don't even know where we're going. You have to have money. And even those foolish governors and others, they come treatment. They come for treatment over here. They have not got the hospital. Nothing is working in that zoo. The zoo is seen as a dump. It's seen as a mortuary. It's seen as a place where people die easily. Children are not looked after. Women are no longer respected. The youth, they have no job because of getting married. Why? Because Biafra is the only nation on earth where our resources are being used by foreigners, by those who came to invade our own land. And we stand aside. Everybody wants to leave and come here. And I don't blame our people leaving, because there's nobody there to stand for them. A house of Fulani Boko Haram will cut your head and nobody will arrest him or her. Our people, touch a house of Fulani man, you go to jail. Why should that be? In Jesus' name, all of us, and we are dying every in Jesus' name. Director, and my people, wherever you are, good evening to all of you. Get your pen and paper. Let me not overstretch you. We are just starting. Even the news has not been read. But it looks like I'm on a roller coaster already. May God bless all of you as you congregate and converge together to listen to our evening news. I call it the news of discussion. That's what we do here. We don't read news. We discuss it with you. We cherish your opinion. We cherish your ideas. We cherish what you tell us here on Radio Biafra. Because on this radio, all our listeners make the things we do. They tell us how we do things. They suggest that we buy a transmitter. We did it. They have suggested many other things we have implemented. We respect every Biafra man or woman. Even we respect our enemies. All we ask for, do not kill us. We respect you because Biafra land is a land where human beings are respected, revered, because we cannot create an iota of air, according to the book of Matthew. Something you cannot create, and why killing it?
Barrister, I have to stop you if I leave you. As you said, you're on a roller coaster at the moment. We have not even finished our news headlines and our complete news summary. You must bear with us. You must bear with us.
Director, let me end here by telling our people to get their pen and papers, as we usually. And once your call is picked, do not forget to turn your listening devices. Here is Radio Biafra. Sometimes there are some days when we get upset even before we start reading the news. We don't even know why it's there. But we start fighting, because they say the best defense of anything is to start fighting before you get there. Director, I'm standing by because I am already hot up.
You are.
And I'm here.
I can see.
I'm here with you.
I can see, Barrister, you are already on fire.
May God bless all of you. I'm here.
And you too. That is Barrister Mamezu. If I hadn't come in, the barrister is on fire already. And when the barrister burns, everything burns with it as well. We must welcome you. Uche Mefo is here with me. Uche Mefo is the Deputy Director of Radio Biafra. And in my absence, did deputize exceedingly well. He is here with me and will acknowledge each and every one of you listening this very moment. Uche, please.
Yeah, thank you very much, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. Wherever you are, welcome to this program. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Upon this platform, we continue to proclaim that Biafra is a just cause ordained by God, and it remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community, and it remains a nemesis for the zoo called Nigeria. The evidence is there. Nigeria is burning, going from one calamity to the other, simply because who shed blood must pay for it. Nigeria must continue to go from one calamity to the other, and all Nigerians who are supporting the evil empire must experience the calamities, the sufferings of the Biafran families wherever they are. They are continuing to testify that Biafra indeed was a just cause, and that the Biafran's massacre was an act of genocide. That is Wole Soyinka saying it. But the question is, what are the so-called Igbos and other Biafrans doing, those who are pursuing contracts in Asoroka, Abuja? What have they said? They are waiting for other ethnic nationalities to protect them, to defend them, as always. Wole Soyinka has said it, and nobody has done anything. Nobody has taken him. He has not died. He's still alive today. What are the Biafrans doing? What are the so-called Igbo leaders of thought and Biafran national leaders in different parts of Biafra land? What are they saying? Others are fighting our cause for us. But we are here today to continue to proclaim this good news. This is Radio Biafra, and upon this we stand on justice and equity and say that what happened to Biafrans must be avenged in one way or the other. No matter what anybody thinks, we are rallying around the truth, and this is what we are doing today. Welcome to the program once more.
Thank you very much. Ruchemefo, thank you very, very much. You are not an engineer, but you can engineer a radio station. You do not add engineer to your name, but when you do things that are physical manifestations of what you have accomplished for your country, there are those answering to engineers who cannot sew even their own trouser when it's torn. But the engineers, they can't engineer anything. Anything you were given to work for Biafran people, I give you only 48 hours to tell us what you have done with it. If you have been given money to start a radio station, if you have not started it, only 48 hours to either return the money, start a radio station, or commit suicide. 48 hours alone, or else you regret the day you were born. 48 hours. Start that radio station, return the money to the person that gave it to you, or you leave this earth, or else there will be hell to pay. We are warning them now. 48 hours only. If they do not start the radio station within 48 hours or return the money to the man that gave it to them, to the good Biafran that gave it to them, they will be sunk alive. Live on air on Radio Biafra. It is a warning to all of them. Three of them that we are written to must either start this radio station, since they want to compete with Radio Biafra, they must return the money, or they must commit suicide. One of the three, or else within 48 hours they will regret the day they were born. This is Radio Biafra. Not everybody can be like us, I'm afraid to say. You cannot be like us. Because Chukwu Abiama himself, the God that made the heavens and the earth, determined that we should come. We did not come out of our own volition. He determined that we should come to serve him, using Biafra as the only instrument available to restore our shattered dignity and hope. If you have stolen from Biafrans, you are about to find out who we are. You will feel the way that Obasike feels right now, that he can no longer give a live press interview. He is finished. He is finished. He's a dead man walking. Anytime you open your mouth to say you're serving your country, we hold you accountable for what you say, the same way we expect you to hold us accountable to everything we say. Because we cannot lie. Others can lie and deceive. This is Radio Biafra. We are not like any other. If you are corrupt, it's because you were born to be corrupt. As for us, we are baptized in the fire of purity, in the fire of honesty and truth, because only Chukwu Abiama can give us Biafra, not man. And to him and him alone does every honor and glory belong to. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is why we are formidable. Everybody is listening, including Wole Soyinka at this very moment. Everybody listens. Everybody, including Jonathan. How about you? This is Radio Biafra. Even the Queen listens to Radio Biafra. Even Queen Elizabeth. Everybody listens to us. Talk less of people who are irrelevant. 48 hours only. Let them not say we did not warn them. 48 hours. Start a radio station. Return the money to Moses Uyugwe. Or you just look for rope somewhere and kill yourself. because you are dead. Finished. Finished. 48 hours only, or else you are toast. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our march is relentless. Relentless. We are not going to stop. If you think we are like you, that we are going to stop after, oh, maybe one day they'll stop, you are in for a shock. Because we are going from strength to strength. Today we are going to bring you the news that even Wole Soyinka himself is now echoing what we've been telling you. Now it's coming from a Yoruba man and a Nobel laureate. Now you believe them. We told you that Radio Biafra is an institution. Institution. A place, in fact, a citadel of truth. Anything we tell you is gospel. Gospel. That's the way it is. The number to call us when our lines open remains +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. Uche Mefo is with me. He has left the sun to come and be with me. I don't know how long Omugwo lasts. Uche, how long does it last? How long does Omugwo last?
There is no limitation to Omugwo, you know.
No limitation. Thank you very much. I hope the boy is doing very well.
Yeah, great, great.
Wonderful.
We are here to serve Biafra. Biafra is paramount.
It is. Number one is Biafra. Then after that, if you're very lucky, your family. But for us, Biafra is number one. The first thing you do every morning is offer praise to Tukwa Biama. And then think of how you're going to serve your country. Family is irrelevant. We fight for God here. We fight for the restoration of the dignity of mankind that was lost with the destruction of God's people. The Biafran people, I mean, not Yoruba. We must go ahead to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day when we proclaim to the world that even the Yorubas will continue to speak the truth because we have prayed and behold, our prayer has been heard. The Igbos were victims of genocide, according to Wole Soyinka. That is why you will march on the 30th of May, that this same thing that Wole Soyinka knows, that every other country on earth, every other government will know it, starting from Japan to the western coast of USA. They will know this. In fact, all the way to New Zealand. Everybody must know what Wole Soyinka is saying. In Norway, the Nobel Committee must know what Soyinka is saying. If genocide was committed, who committed it? And we are not there. That's our question. And that is our talking point today. Why is it that the world kept quiet when innocent men, women, and children were being slaughtered? Mind you, Christians. They kept quiet. Today we ask Britain, why did you keep quiet? Why is the hand of the British government of Harold Wilson soaked in blood of 3.5 million people? We don't want their hypocritical foreign policy anymore. Go and examine your conscience, Cameron and all the rest of them. But in fairness to them, the Conservative Party was against Labour Party when they were supporting the killing of innocent men, women and children. Today, Wole Soyinka has woken up. We will wake all of them up. Everybody will wake up. As long as this Radio Biafra is here, you will marvel at what is going to happen. I want to get into this news so much, it's beyond me. Let's finish the headlines first. I won't go into it yet. But we are reporting today that the truth is now, after the other day was another Yoruba man, today is Wole Soyinka. The Igbos, this is his exact quote, the Igbos, we are victims of genocide. Without Radio Biafra, would he have said that? The answer is no. MASOP has been running about like a criminal organization, which they are, for over 10 years. Did this come out from anybody? The answer is no. Because we present facts, verifiable facts. That is how you argue and debate. Verifiable fact. They are in trouble. In very big, the world is in trouble. If they are sensible, they should give us Biafra tomorrow, and we'll rest. Or else, everybody will be dragged into this. Everybody. Boko Haram terrorists are at it again, and they are a serious challenge to Nigerian armed forces. Says Air Force Chief. The same Air Force Chief that said they wiped them out in 2 days, yesterday, is now coming back today to tell us that they are a serious challenge. If a bunch of illiterate cattle-rearing nomads from the Sahel can present a challenge to Nigerian army, Think of what educated and enlightened Biafrans living in Canada, in USA, in Mexico, in Brazil, living in Paraguay, living in Peru, people living in Britain, people living in Ireland. Imagine those living in France, in Sweden. These guys are messed up. Our people, you don't know the strength you have, only if you know it. Biafra will come sooner than you expect. Boko Haram terrorists is a serious challenge to Nigerian armed forces, says Air Force Marshal, or Air whatever nonsense it's called. Boko Haram, the lack of gunships is hindering military operation. Only 2 weeks ago, they said they are the best army in the world. That is why I call them Comical Ali Mark II. Today, they are saying that they lack gunships. But you have military engineers. You have the engineering corps of the Nigerian military. Why can't you manufacture gunships? Isn't that the work of an engineer? Or are you like one of those billionaire engineers that cannot engineer microphone to speak on radio? UTMFO, Red Law. Not an engineer, but they can build a radio station. But those answering engineer cannot connect two wires together. Ndiara. We must go ahead. Fuel scarcity worsens in Lagos. Of course, it will worsen. Enough governors in the Northeast Zone, they are now begging Boko Haram terrorists. We told you, the governors, those of them with all the escorts and military escorts that you and I are afraid of, like a bunch of demented children, the governors are now begging Boko Haram, please have mercy on us. The same way we said to you people that they will beg us to take Biafra. Watch and see. Biafra, they will say, take your Biafra and go and leave us alone. You people should support us. That is all we are asking for. Support. You will see what you are going to do to them. Just watch and see. And then we bring you this news. It's been running for a while, but we'll revisit it today, which is the bane of all of us. The foundation of our problem. How Britain taught Nigeria to rig election. So our problem is Britain. They actually showed Nigeria how to commit fraud. Every Yoruba fraudster that you meet, everybody looting the treasury, Britain taught them how to do it. British government is here, according to BBC. Britain taught everybody how to be a criminal. If you're wondering why you are in jail outside due to fraud or what you have done, or you're a Yoruba fraudster, it was Britain that made you a fraudster. Don't worry. They created the zoo and turned all of you into marauding criminals. It's here. The proof is here. So if you go to court, we are now giving you ESPO. If any court, especially in Britain, if they arraign you in a court of law for fraud, because Britain created Nigeria, because they gave you fraud, you can walk away scot-free. Let's go and hold Britain. It's ESPO we are giving you. The barrister will highlight this later on. Anywhere you are on this earth, if you are in trouble, tell them Britain taught me how to commit fraud. Because Britain taught Nigeria how to be a criminal society. From Britain. Fuel scarcity bites harder in Ogun. Of course, it will bite a bunch of monkeys. Biafra war, Southeast to perform burial rites. We are not Southeast. We are Biafrans. We are going to perform burial rites for victims to avoid criminal activities. Now they know. We told you that Radio Biafra is formidable. Anything we say, people pick it up. They hide in their rooms and listen to Radio Biafra, and they come out and speak, and people say, oh, isn't that a brilliant idea? But everything they got from Radio Biafra, without giving us credit for it. But I like this man, Rojeni. I hope he stays true to what he's saying, because we support him. 30th of May of this year is not too far. Those burial rites, or whatever it's called, will be done. Rojeni, I have sent somebody to go and see him to tell him that we'll work together on this. It's a very brilliant idea, but he must know, unless your hands are clean, if you perform this rite, you will die. They know that very well. That's why they have not done it. Do this right, everybody who has sold us out to the Hausa people will die off. They know that very well. So I hope his hands are clean. He's a man I like very much for this very bold statement and initiative coming from him. Although it was an advertorial on the newspaper. But we welcome it, and I like him for that. Now the news in detail. Nobel laureate Professor Wole Soyinka has described the Biafrans as people who have been abused, who had undergone genocide, and who felt completely rejected by the rest of the community, and therefore decided to break away and form a nation of his own. So when people try to blame Ojukwu for the war, when people without the benefit of common sense or history try to analyze the Biafran issue, please refer them to Wole Soyinka, to what he said. And I'll repeat that same paragraph so you understand it. Nobel laureate Professor Wole Soyinka has described the Biafran people as being abused. They have undergone genocide. Wole Soyinka is saying this, that Biafrans have if you don't know the dictionary meaning of the word genocide, go and look it up. Genocide means killing people on an industrial scale. You bring out a machine, it's like a farm, combine harvester. You're harvesting the heads of people, cutting it off as you're going along. Everything inside you kill. This is the type of fate that the zoo created by the British visited upon the children of God. A Yoruba man is admitting it. Genocide was committed. Genocide is a crime against humanity. Who is responsible? We are asking. They feel completely rejected by the rest of the community and therefore decided to break away and form a nation of his own. Soyinka, who disclosed this in an interview published in the Telegraph of London on Wednesday, who said we are not formidable? Who said Radio Biafra is not formidable? When we speak, the world listen. He gave the interview here. It's too late for him. Yorubas must go on their own because we Biafrans are going or everything will die. Write it on a piece. What we are saying. We will burn the place down. Guaranteed. Mad people. Today, now they know. And therefore, we must proceed. He said that Igbos are victims of genocide during the 3-year civil war. Interview given to Daily Telegraph here in London. In other words, the British government are now in position, or in possession, I must say, of irrefutable proof that genocide was committed. Is it rather strange that after the UK executive of Biafran went to Wembley to go and protest on Saturday, all of a sudden, on Wednesday, Soyinka is saying there was genocide because those pictures, those journalists that attended Wembley to cover the match, they've seen Biafran flag everywhere. They have seen people preaching. That is why you must evangelize. Is it a coincidence? Is it a coincidence that after the Odenigbo's speech was sent to the U.S. Senate by Clifford Iranya, our U.S. rep, Boko Haram was banned within 48 hours? Is it a coincidence that after Uche Nonyema, our now coordinator of all coordinators, led Biafrans very bravely to go and meet people at Wembley? Thousands upon thousands of them, all of a sudden, maybe they've asked him, what do you think? We saw Biafran flag at Wembley. He is now saying genocide was committed. That is why everybody must do what they are doing here in the UK. Do not be afraid before your enemies. Any day you have fear, you're finished. We must go on. He also used the opportunity to condemn militant sect Boko Haram, the insurgent group that has visited terror on the north, killing over 1,500 since 2009, describing their action not as religion but criminality. He said, all religions accept that there is something called criminality, and criminality cannot be excused by religious fervor. You cannot hold the world to ransom simply because some idiots chose to insult a religion in some far-off place which most of the world has never even heard of. This, for me, is a kind of fundamentalist tyranny that should be totally unacceptable. Soyinka is saying, now is the early morning. It is called comeuppance. Boko Haram is being used by God to punish everybody that rose against his children. That is the thing about God, you see. He will ask you to go and punish his children because they have committed crime against him or sinned against him. And after that, he will also go back and punish you as well. Go and ask them, go and ask the Germans what happened to Dresden after they killed the Jews. It was carpet bombed. There was nothing left. Go and ask them about Cologne. Only the dome was standing in Cologne. Everybody that has made the children of God suffer, they always get their own retributive justice. The same will happen to the Yoruba race. People will wonder, historians will write about one race called Yoruba and what became of them, for their criminal duplicitous role they played in the killing of innocent children. One single Yoruba man was responsible for the death of over 1 million Biafran babies. Starvation. Awolowo, if you're married to a Yoruba person, may your soul rot in hell, even if you're alive. They are the killer of your people. They have killed your people. Yoruba people are killers and criminals. They use Hausa Fulani to do it for them. They hide behind other people to commit abominable crimes against humanity. Yoruba people. Very bad. Very, very bad of them. The air officer commanding technical air command, all these big, big names, technical air command, advanced tactical command, but there's no aircraft there. They have advanced tactical air command, but there's no aircraft. So what are you commanding? These people. His name is Air Vice Marshal AVM Omar Omeiza. Yesterday said that the activities of the Boko Haram terrorist group has become a serious challenge to the Nigerian armed forces. Omeiza noted that the sect was threatening the peace and security of the country. Please, Boko Haram, continue. I love Boko Haram and what they're doing. Please, please, please continue. Continue what you're doing. Because you are bringing judgment upon those that kill the children of God. Continue what you're doing. Boko Haram, please continue. You're doing a wonderful job. Anything that kills the Nigerian army, I'm in support of it. As many of them as you can kill, the better. The same way they killed 3.5 million. Any idiot telling me, oh, turn it down, the human beings. How about the 3.5 million that was killed that we're going to remember on the 30th of May? How about them? Didn't a mother give birth to them? Anything that will kill everything in the Nigerian army uniform, I welcome it anytime, any day. I wish such a weapon can exist. They don't deserve to live. They are an evil empire. Sucking blood of people and innocent families. They cannot fight a war outside. Their war is against defenseless poor people. And they tell me they're human beings there in the army. Air Vice Marshal. Have you flown an aircraft before? Air Vice Marshal. Can you identify an aircraft wing or tire? Air Vice Marshal. He spoke at the meeting of officers and supervisors of the Directorate of Air Intelligence. I don't know, this type of news coming from, I don't know, black African people, I don't know. The Directorate of Air Intelligence. So they gather intelligence in the air with the birds or with other aircraft. Is that how you gather air intelligence? Air intelligence. They abuse English language. Very limited grasp or understanding of the nuances of this very language called English. They don't understand it. Air Vice Marshal. He's talking about air intelligence. How daft can these animals be? That is why it's a zoo. We must continue. Boko Haram, please kill as many of them as possible. Please, please, go on killing them. The contribution of the Nigerian Air Force to the prosecution of the campaign against Boko Haram insurgents may remain insignificant unless the federal government provides it with the right equipment according to a Yoruba. You know, when Yoruba want to steal, they look for something. And they say, give us equipment. What they're looking for is a way to steal money. They have gone to their favorite paper, the Punch. That's how Yoruba loot money, if you don't know. They say, oh, the airports are very bad. It needs a facelift. Obama is coming. They vote $16 billion for Yoruba contractors to use and send their kids abroad and do alaye and tell you one Nigeria. They have come again. Yorubas are now telling you that they lack gunships. How many Yoruba people, according to this news, how many of you can fly a gunship? If you see an Apache helicopter, will you know it? Define a gunship for us. What does it look like? They don't know. They are looking for ways to make money. Criminals. It was gathered from military sources on Tuesday that the Air Force, which should have added Philip to the ongoing military operations in the Northeast, had not done much because of the type of equipment at its disposal. But they said they equipped. Do you see how a country and the people are steeped in lies? Maybe that's where I believe human rights got it from. Lying. I don't know what you gain by lying. When you know sooner or later you'll be exposed anyway. So why are you lying? A few weeks ago they said that the best equipped. Yesterday they said, oh, we bombed them from the air. But they have no aircraft. They have no aircraft. But they're claiming they bombed Boko Haram and told journalists we bombed Boko Haram. Today they're saying we don't have the equipment. And you have, so what is, how did this man then become Air Vice Marshal? If you don't have aeroplane to marshal, how then are you Air Vice Marshal? I ask them. African people, Africa, Africa. Oh dear Lord. As the current scarcity of premium motor spirit
otherwise known as petrol, English, persist in Lagos State, small entrepreneurs as well as commuters have begun to groan over high transportation fare. There is fuel scarcity in a country with supposedly functioning 4 refineries. Oil comes from the ground, crude oil from where you get petrol. They have engineers who are unemployed, yet there is petrol scarcity. And people are telling me they are human beings. Oh, my son graduated from petroleum engineering. My daughter graduated. Then why do we have fuel scarcity? You have a refinery. You have the crude oil given to Biafrans by Chukwu Abiama coming from the ground. Then why is there no petrol? So you cannot take oil from take crude oil and put it in the machine to refine? Is that the problem? I will take my son with me. Nnamaka will go and do it for you if you don't know how to do it. You take petrol and you put it there to refine. What's difficult about it? The refinery is there, isn't it? But there is scarcity. Courtesy of Britain. This is the type of mentality that the British gave to us. Like giving you cement and block to build a house with when they know that using burnt brick is better. Like giving you aluminium zinc to roof your house when they know that roof tiles made from clay is better. You have refinery, you have crude oil, but you don't have petrol. How stupid is that? I asked these black people inhabiting the Niger area created by Lugard. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. This stupidity knows no bounds. Anybody that sits down and analyzes news coming from Africa, believe you me, out of anger, you reject who you are. It's laughable. Laughable. And the sooner black Africans learn to tell themselves the truth, to criticize themselves and stop being all this sentimental over rubbish. You're insulting me. You're insulting yourself. You're here washing a dying old white person to be able to feed your family. You're doing care work. You're sweeping the street. And you say I'm insulting you when you've insulted yourself by coming here in the first place to do menial jobs that they themselves, white people, will not do. Aren't you the foolish one? We must continue. Alarmed by the wanton destruction of lives and property by Boko Haram insurgents, governors in the northeast zone of the country yesterday declared that enough is enough, even as they launch moves to dialogue with the terrorists themselves and end the orgy of violence in the region. It is too late. You see, now they are begging Boko Haram. Can't you see that? They are now begging them. This is the only language the zoo understands. Violence. Anything else, nobody will listen to you. Who will listen to you? Boko Haram, they are going to come off far more equipped. I support Boko Haram in what they are doing. They must have an Islamic state in the north. Leave them alone. Lugard referred to them as the Mohammedan Emirate of the north. Leave them alone. They are Muslim people. Leave them to go and worship their God. Leave them with their Islam. It's their business. Why are you poking your nose into it? British, have you seen what you've done? Our dear Flora Shaw and Frederick Lugard, can you see your handiwork? And British government, can you see your one Nigeria policy, territorial integrity, English without meaning? Have you now seen what you have created? A killing field of people. And dear Britain, you are responsible. And very soon you will pay dearly for it. You are responsible for this death. Every death in the zoo is, we can blame it on the British. They created it. The compensation, Britain will pay it forever. And they know it. How many of us can you kill? How many can you poison? There are many behind us. You are finished. You will pay the compensation until the Messiah comes. You are indeed gone. Look at Boko Haram, what they are doing. Who created Boko Haram? If you hadn't created Nigeria, will Boko Haram be there? The answer is no. We are going to prove it in a court of law. So you know that. Now we come to them, how Britain read election before Nigerian independence. A BBC radio documentary on the events leading up to independence of Nigeria's Britain's former colony charged the British government with interference in rigging, not interference, what is interference? The British government, according to BBC documentary, claims that the British government rigged election to ensure that Hausa Fulani people are the rulers. Can't you see? BBC documentary, not Radio Biafra documentary. The program cited two files, two documents
held in the British National Archives covering the period leading up to independence in 1960 that to this day remain closed to the public and will remain closed for another 50 years. You see how they're hiding it? They think that by that 50 years, we'll all be dead. Everybody that knew about their imbecility will be dead. They will come and brainwash you with nonsense so you won't remember what they did. For 50 more years, every document in Britain after 30 years is declassified and made public. But this one, covering their evil in the zoo, they've kept closed for another 50 years. But we'll pursue them. And we'll tell our children. The same when Emeka goes to school with the pin of Biafran flag on his clothes, they must pursue it. I have charged my own son. As long as you live, you fight for Biafra and you fight for justice, no matter what you do, wherever you are. If you don't do it, I'll come from the grave and kill you off. We must continue. One of the files contains materials relating to the Governor General at the time of independence, Sir James Robertson, and the other material is on Dr. Azikiwe, known as Zeke, who was leader of the Nationalist Pro-Independence Political Party, the National Council of Nigerian Citizens, NCNC. Mike Thompson, the investigator on the program, spoke to Harold Smith, who had gone out to work as a British colonial officer in the 1950s after graduating from Oxford University. Smith was based then in the capital, Lagos, working in the Ministry of Labour, then headed by Festus Okotiebo, a flamboyant politician who was treasurer of the NCNC, a very corrupt man. Very corrupt. Of course, he's African. What do you expect? Black, bloated African man. Very corrupt. We must continue. On the day Smith was given a secret file containing a minute that ordered him to get involved in regional election taking place in the late 1950s in the run-up to independence, he was to make vehicles, staff, and other resources available to the NCNC colleagues of Okotiebo, who were standing in the elections. Smith was shocked at the request. He explained that the election had to be fixed because the plan was that the northern region would hold power on independence. Harold Smith, go and rig election so that the power will go to the north. And people are wondering why they want to kill Jonathan to get power back. Because they have the backing of the British. And all the problems, no wonder Jonathan realized and gave award to Queen, gave award to Lugard, gave award to the dead wife, gave award to everybody dead associated with the creation of the zoo. No wonder. Thompson then asked, could an allegation of British government involvement to rig an election or at least to favor a particular party be substantiated? He interviewed Professor David Anderson, director of the African Studies Center at Oxford University, asked if such manipulation of an election result could have happened. Professor Anderson replied, in almost every single colony, the British attempted to manipulate the results to their advantage. I will be surprised if they had not done so. This is the professor at Oxford University telling you that their country is specializing in manipulating things abroad. Because they are truthful people. Regardless of anything, England remains the most civilized piece of earth on this very place where we live. England is the most civilized country. England is the most civilized country on this earth. We must maintain that. The truth must be spoken. England is a place where everything is subjected to reason. Reason. So they are still civilized. The most civilized people. But their government is corrupt and rotten to the core when it comes to Africa and dealing with the monkeys that they created. Anyway, of course, we are their creation. You manipulate. After all, you decide what type of milk that your child drinks. Or what type of formula to give your child. Because you gave birth to the child. So you decide which nursery school they go to. The same way they gave birth to the zoo. So they decide how many monkeys should be in one cage. How many head monkeys to have. How many lions to have. Who to feed the monkeys to. Very simple, isn't it? We must continue. Fuel scarcity in Abeokuta, the Ogun State capital, is biting harder. Motorists and residents spent hours yesterday at filling stations. There were long queues as early as 5:30 a.m. Pump attendants labored to contain surging crowds of desperate buyers. A liter of petrol was sold at between 100 and 110 in some stations. Others sold at the official pump price, but buyers had to part with 50 or 100 naira before they could buy. in the zoo, fuel scarcity. You go to a place like Lithuania without oil. You go to places around the world without oil. The roads are tarred. There's oil, there's petrol you can go and buy. I came from Italy. There are petrol everywhere. You can buy it. But not in the zoo where the oil comes from. And people want to convince me that somehow some black people are still human beings. I doubt it. I very much doubt it. Elders of the southeastern states are perturbed by the criminal acts in various communities and towns in the region, which had made them draw the conclusion that it was because their kinsmen who died during the Nigeria-Biafra war were not given proper burial rights. In a meeting of the southeastern elders and traditional rulers on Wednesday at Rogeni Sports Center, you know, by Demili South Local Government Area of Anambra State, they arrived at the conclusion that all the wandering spirits of the deceased civil war victims of Southeast were influencing youths of today in the area to engage in criminal acts. No, this problem became rampant because Owazurike used their spirit to steal, you see, and all of you kept quiet. That is why there is criminality. You were stealing based on the bones of the dead. Isn't it? The same way that some of you are trying to use court case to bamboozle everybody, to cheat and pillage once again. We are saying no to it. You see, now you have Radio Biafra. No criminality will go uninvestigated. Not anymore. Not anymore. Rogeni is right. I support him completely in what he said. And this very remembrance will happen on the 30th of May of this year. No other date will be suitable. No other date. 30th of May of this year. I will speak to him. I have his number. I sent somebody to him. We speak, as a matter of fact. I will tell him 30th of May of this year. Anybody involved in criminality after that will be dead. Simple. Very, very simple. That day we wake up the spirit of the dead to come and take over their land once again, because our people are becoming something else. You go and so you don't know that when you're lying in the name of Biafra, saying Biafra is coming tomorrow, next week, stealing, that their spirit will be upset. This is only the beginning. That is the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. We must make it abundantly clear that we need to verify if this very news by Wole Soyinka wasn't the one, the same interview he gave. He said something similar like this in 2012. Is that correct, Uche?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. So he said something similar, I hope, is not a recycled interview of 2012. But the story remains the same,
yeah.
That there was genocide. Was genocide. Is that correct?
Whatever it is, the story is very, very, very valid. And it remains the cause upon which we are doing what we are doing. And the truth has no time limit. It must be told.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if the barrister was listening. I do not know if Barrister Mamezu is still with me. But before I go to GMFO, I must and I should invite him. Barrister, if you can hear me, please confirm, because I need you to make sense of what we are presenting. I need you to accept that this very country we are in, this very British government we are in their land, that these people have done untold evil to us. What they have done to us is unpardonable. Unpardonable. These people are evil and wicked.
Thank you, Director. You know, in fact, you should know that I'm still with you. Not you don't know. You should know, Director. You should know that when the news is about, no matter when, I will leave it and listen to you. Because, Director, when you're talking, you talk sense. You make sense. And anything you're doing sense. Why should I boycott anything you say? I'm here, Director, and have to take it from the British point of view. Director, yeah, let me tell you this in case you don't know. Theft Act 1968 is no different from Fraud Act 2006. But if you steal, Director, if you steal, let's say you stole about 20,000 pounds, or you committed fraud of 20,000 pounds, you go to jail for maybe 2 or 3 months. If you did a fraud of 40 or £70 billion, you go to jail for at least 2 or 3 years. But if you go and steal, or let's say, for example, you did robbery, you end in jail for more than 7 years. And if you went for robbery with a gun, you haven't killed anybody, it's attempted, you end up 8 years. But if you stole a country's billions, director, you end up with just about 3 or 4 years. When you come back, you start enjoying your money. That is the situation here, United Kingdom. Director, you can see that what we are brought to by the British people, and of course, you can exempt Conservative, but they are all the same, I'm afraid. White is white, according to Don Williams, and black is black. You cannot differentiate from a Ghanaian man stealing and a Nigerian man stealing. They are the same black people from the same West Africa. It's just a matter of mode, the way they committed that particular crime, according to Crime or Theft Act, 1968. The fact is, we lived a very peaceful life in Biafra land from 1911. Director, we were in our peace according to the Genocide Act 1961, killing somebody in a queen's peace. They came to kill us in our own peace, yet they were not tried. Director, if Lugard and his associates came to commit genocide in our own country, nobody questioned and queried them. That is the reason why the Nigerian people are up to today not being questioned about what they did to Biafrans. That's why we always tell our people that media is a powerful weapon. As I said a few days ago, Director, yesterday a Yoruba man says, if the zoo loses the Igbo people, the Biafrans, they've lost everything. Now today, Wolesheika is in our own territory, saying the same thing that we are saying. They committed genocide. Take, for instance, what is happening in Ukraine today. The Europeans, they want to indict those at the helm of affairs in Ukraine, trying to sanction, trying to place embargo on them. What about us? How about the Biafrans? Who placed embargo on those who killed us? Who placed any sanction on Babangida? On Atiku? And what is happening up to today? Director,
I want to help you, Barrister. I'm getting confirmation that indeed that those engaged in that very fraud is 10 years imprisonment. If any of them is still living, they ought to be, of course, they should be all be dead by now, considering when these things happened. They should all be dead, or if they're still living, they should be tried for fraud. And is it minimum 10 years or is it maximum 10 years imprisonment? For dabbling, for rigging election. The British government should be tried for rigging election in the zoo.
Director, that is good. You know, our people are educated, knowledgeable. Anything we say on Radio Biafra, people will always confirm. Because our people are seriously working, 24/7. They are listening all over the world. And they know we don't talk rubbish here. They know we don't talk rubbish. And look, I just mentioned Fraud Act. They have already gone into action. May God be with fellow Biafrans, for we are intelligent people. For God has made it mandatory for us to come back home. Director, I always say to you, I'm proud of Biafrans, men, women, children, old, young. I love my people. And it resonates in the inbox I get from my Facebook, and my people love me. Director, if I tell you, if I open up all the information I get from Facebook, you know that I command a lot of followers. Even more so, on tweets. I love my people. Brother, let me not derail. Thank you, fellow Biafrans, wherever you get the information. Sentencing depends on the particular judge who is presiding on the case. But in general, fraud is fraud. Theft is theft. There's no difference between Theft Act, 1968, Section 11, 2, Act 2006. That's the impression I'm trying to create. But those who victimized us, our children, are born once up to today, Boko Haram is still rampaging. Director, I've reminded you this before. Please take note and bring it to your consciousness. When you say you support what Boko Haram are doing, please add that clause. They should stop killing our people. Director, we are on air. Anything you say, people will read it differently, and they will read it to their own benefit. When you say like, you like what Boko Haram is, say that you like them to get their independence, but you don't want them to be killing Biafrans, then you have conclusively justified your statement. Remember, I'm a lawyer. That's why when we write, we say is and or, we've covered every ground. If you leave yourself open, you'll be charged for what you did not say because you left it open. Please, Director, make sure you close all the gaps. I said this before to you. When you say you like Boko Haram, say that what you do not like is the killing of your people. Then you have closed the gap. Otherwise, if you leave it open, somebody will leave it closed for you. And you're a director.
But Barrister, are they coming to Mbieri to kill people?
Sorry?
Are they coming to Mbieri? Did Boko Haram come to Mbieri to kill people?
Director, they are killing people in the north. Who are those people? Our people.
Hang on a second. Did they tell our people to leave in 2009 or not?
Director, let me answer you. Remember, they say, in fact, remember you are, when I say Igbo man, you are a professor in that area. You cannot say because your son is very stubborn. As a result, you banish your son. No. Bring your son home and then blame, or first of all, blame those who are killing your son. And then when your son comes home, he says, hey, I told you before. Meanwhile, Director, we have to guide, support our people until they come home. We say, we told you. Director, you've been saying it. It's not because you've, since 2009, you've been telling your people to leave the North. And because you said in 2009 up to today, you don't want to say it anymore. No, you cannot give up. You keep telling your people what you have been telling them since 2009 until you are exhausted. And you know what you miss? I will never miss it too. When you make your statement, please, my director, you have to conclude it. Otherwise, if you fall short, I'll be blamed. Why didn't I tell the director to close up the gaps? That is, by the way, in law, we call it obiter dicta. It's by the way, but it makes sense. There are the British captors in this situation that we are. We say it every day. Harold Wilson wanted Biafrans to be killed. He said it. He wanted us to be exterminated. Where is he today? In fact, he would drink our oil and drink it straight into his grave. Thank God people like us, they didn't believe that someone like me, you, Uchebefo, Rita Adebogo, those in America, there are so many, I can't even remember all their names. They didn't believe all the people in China, Malaysia, Israel, that they would exist. But today, we are fighting. Director, if we did not come to talk about genocide, Wole Soyinka would not even recognize and accept it. If we left this for this our fake man who has been talking about, who was weaker of a man, been talking about Biafra, making money for himself, nobody will recognize we have been genocidal against our people. Nobody. Director, the fact is, our people suffered injustice up to today, suffering injustice. I said this again yesterday. There are, of course, some of Yorubas who are very, very good. Not all of them are bad. And I hate to say all of them are. Not all of them. There are some of Hausas, Fulani, who are also good. Director, I hesitate to say this. Do you know that I've been having Yoruba clients and other clients. Sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. I mean, are the people I criticize.
You should send them to prison. Make them to lose the case so they can go to jail.
Director, I have them as clients. I don't know what to do. Sometimes I avoid them. And can I tell you the truth, Director? Even my client, who is a Hausa woman, I said, this is how much you pay. She pay over and above.
You should send them to jail. Try to make them to lose the case so they can go to prison.
Director,
all of them.
I represent. I don't like losing any case, Director. I represent my clients. I represent my people. I don't want anybody losing. But I tell you in general,
of
Director.
You're a professional. You're a professional, the very eminent barrister himself.
Thank you, Director.
And we welcome you. We welcome you and your scrupulous approach to your profession. But I wish they can jail all of them. I wish they can be wiped away from the face of the earth. This would make me sick. They make me very, very sick.
If I follow your style, I will not get any penny. But of course...
We Biafrans will pay you. We contribute Director. Money and pay you every month. If need
Director,
be.
Wait. Director, the more I work, the more I contribute money towards the restoration of Biafra.
Of course, you're a good man.
I do not care where the money comes from. I have to represent my country. I want to get to my own nation. Director, if I'm relaxing in a way land, I can now choose and pick who to represent.
That is correct.
For now, I will charge anybody that comes from my way. And I bring it to, remember, I don't know if you know about the story of Ananias and Sapphira. Everything I make, I bring it to Radio Biafra.
Of course, but Barrister, you're doing very well. Let us see what Uche makes of what you're saying. Because Uche Mefo is, of course, here with me at the studio.
All right. Let me stop so far then.
And please remain with me. Don't go anywhere, Barrister. Remain with me.
I'm standing by.
Thank you. Uche, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. The news today is very incisive, very informative. But I want to go to two of them, which is the issue of mass burial for fallen heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we have the opportunity to be even talking about Biafra today. And the other one is the issue of genocide, which Wolesho Inka from All Records have said sometime in 2012, and whether he's reiterating it at this time, we don't know, but it is very important, because truth is truth. Without Radio Biafra...
Even if it is 100 years
exactly,
old.
Exactly. Without Radio Biafra, nobody will know about Biafra in truth and honesty. It would have been a situation where somebody will come out today and tell you that United Nations is coming to conduct referendum. Give us, we are going to print Biafra flag, Biafra passport, and you pay money. And, you know, the person disappears. That is what has been happening since 2001. And that is why we are in the mess we are today. The issue of giving mass burial or memorial or constituting a memorial for our foreign heroes and heroines is paramount. Radio Biafra has been saying this, and a number of people have been listening secretly. They are good at taking information from Radio Biafra and implementing it. But we do not care in this particular instance, because that is what should be done. People who paid the ultimate price with their life, that we will have our freedom, must be given the honor that they deserve. They must be buried. They must be given every respect, that we will have the courage to say that we have done what we should do. It is against our culture for us not to give them this honor. The Nigerian government, the Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani oligarchy, wanted us to forget this. Nigerian government has gone to the extent of doing everything possible to make sure that the issue of Biafra is obliterated from every record. They have enforced it by killing more Biafrans, by imprisoning them, by looking out for unscrupulous elements in our midst, to pay them to even come and castigate Biafra by coming out with false promises. And that is why Biafra restoration has been bastardized. But not until now, we have been having a lot of promises and they are not fulfilled. It is a welcome development, and Radio Biafra will partner with anybody whose hands is clean in fulfilling this project. The issue of genocide against the Biafrans, against Igbos in particular, has been a huge burden on the conscience of the international community. Biafra case has been the only case in this whole world where millions of people were killed unjustly and nobody is talking about it. Look at what happened in Ukraine. About 150 to 200 people were killed the other day and the whole world is reacting. And nobody is talking on the issue of Biafra. Everybody is keeping quiet. If Wole Soyinka and other people from the western part of the zoo can come up and defend the fact that Biafrans were killed and it's unjust. The question I am asking personally today is, what happens with what are the Igbo leaders of thought, the so-called Biafran senators, House of Rep members, governors, what are they doing today? The other week or last week, they went to Abuja to commiserate with President Goodluck Jonathan to divide their loot, the money that was given to them, the money that was given to dividers as usual. They forgot about the championing of the cause for the safe peaceful coexistence of our people, for the protection of our people in northern part of Nigeria. They have never mentioned anything. Rather, they are aligning with those who have come to kill us. They are aligning with APC. They are aligning with all sorts of evil platform in order to continue to bring our land backwards. Radio BFI is here to correct all this. And whether anybody likes it or not, we are being motivated by the spirit, by the intention, by the actions of our heroes and heroines who fought for Biafra, and we are here to say that Biafra must be restored, whether anybody likes it or not. Biafra remains a huge moral burden on the conscience of the international community, and indeed, Nigeria will continue to go from one calamity to the other. Nigerians will continue to experience one problem or the other, one calamity or the other, until the zoo collapses and from its ashes emerges Biafra and other republics. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. That was the voice of Uche Mefo. We must welcome you once again, and very shortly our lines will be open. Please, and the number to call if you wish to join our discussion remains +44 7831 308 376. I repeat, +44 7831 308 376. This is Radio Biafra. Also, our Skype line is open. Any questions you have, any contributions you have to make, we are here to receive them. And so also is a worldwide audience of over 5 million people, because people come here to receive the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. They have killed us and they have acknowledged it. There was genocide, and the question is, who committed that genocide? We are asking Wole Soyinka. We must go to the line. The caller on the line, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear
me?
Yes.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, director. Yes, I can hear you. Director,
please.
This is Rita Nubuogo.
You are welcome. Thank you very much, my dear sister. You are welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. I am calling from Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
I've missed everybody for quite some time now. It's like I've been very, very silent. But I want to tell Biafrans all over the world that I am working for them. I am working and I'm happy I am working. And this evening, I want to thank Biafrans all over the world, especially those of them who have contributed financially, physically, spiritually, to see that our office in Biafra land.
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, my goodness. We've lost her. And maybe she's still talking, you see, thinking she's with us. But unfortunately, we've lost her. And this is Radio Biafra. We have lost our dear sister. We ask her to please try and call back. We ask our dear sister, Rita Nibok, to please try and call us back, because we want to hear what she has to say. She and Ike Chukwuenyiago, who is effectively our Secretary of State, making sure that everything is working in tandem. They are in Biafra land at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra. Isn't it miraculous? We are the only people with our headquarters in our capital. Every other person, if you have a small piece of land near your house in the village, you set up Biafra headquarters. The capital of Biafra is Enugu, and that is where we have gone to. We please ask her to call us back. We ask her to call us back as we go to the line. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good evening from here.
Oh, good evening from here too. My name is Evans. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Evans, and what is your surname? Your father's name?
My name is Evans Anuzie. Anuzie is my surname, sir.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia, sir.
Please go. We are listening. Thank you and welcome you to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to commend you people on the program. I really appreciate that. In fact, I am just downloading the application now in my iPad just today. My brother introduced me to it because my brother stays in Austria. He's a good commendation. And I want to ask my question, sir.
Go ahead.
Is the national conference that is going to hold very soon an advantage, or is it going to be a negative or positive aspect to the Igbos?
Negative.
Or is it going to hamper?
Negative.
Negative, sir.
Yes.
Because I can see some of the nominees doesn't know even, you know, how to explain the terrains of their place, not to talk of the Igbos.
They don't know where they come from. You are born an Igbo person. You go to Lagos at the age of 3. You've lived in Lagos all your life with your Yoruba wife and Yoruba kids speaking Yoruba. And you travel from there with aeroplane to go to Abuja to go and represent the Igbo people. Isn't that laughable?
Yeah, it's not possible. Because one of the nominees from my place, you know, I don't think she knows how to narrate the terrain of my place, not to talk of the Igbos, not to generalize, you know, not to represent the Okigwe zone entirely. So I believe most of the Igbos, I don't think they should honor the national conference, because it's not worth it, because what we are fighting now is for our future and for our freedom. And I believe one day Biafra is going to be, you know, free. And we are all going to be, you know, go back to our various places. Because we've been marginalized so far. From 1967 or 66, if I'm not mistaken, when Agri-Euro-Series is discontent, no Igbo man again has, you know, smeared that seat. So we've been marginalized, and all of them know the truth. So I wish I stand on the truth and, you know, realize our freedom. That's what I want to contribute, sir.
Thank you very much. Please, it's a very intelligent contribution. But before you go, can I ask you, how did they arrive at the people who are actually going to go to this conference? How do you select them? How?
Yeah, I know my governor, Rocha Sokocha, I know he did that based on politics and nepotism, because the people he elected, you know, to go and represent Okigwe zone, Olu zone, and Owerri zone, you know, does not want it. We have people in Imo State.
So,
I don't know how they came.
Hang on, they're doing it by zone. How laughable is that? Anyway, thank you very much. I think Drita Nibok is back with us now. Thank you, my dear brother, for calling us from Malaysia. I love your contribution. Please, my dear sister, you can proceed. The world is listening.
Yes, Nnamdi, thank you. I am back.
Go ahead.
Sincerely, I want to express gratitude to all the women, Biafra women worldwide. I want to thank them because they have been taking care of us. They have been showing us that they are the mothers. I appreciate them, especially those of them in Germany. They are wonderful. I want to tell them that it is always forward ever, backward never. We are here and we are beholding the iniquity that is being perpetrated on our land every day. And I want to still beg them, those of them in America, those of them in London, those of them in Germany, I want to tell them that the evil is still going on every day. Our brothers and sisters are still being killed every day in the north. Even here in Biafra land, especially in Owerri, Imo State, uncircumcised Fulani cattle rearers, they still kill our brothers every day, over little or nothing. They will go into your farmland, and if you want to question it, the next thing is that they will bring out their AK-47 and they will shoot you and you will die. Even when the youth march to government house, till today, till now, Rocha Sokorocha has said nothing. But I know, I am sure, that Kwa Biama would deliver that idiot. He would deliver him into our hands, and he will never regret bringing strange gods into our land. He will regret it. So, Nambi, I want to thank you for a job well done. Keep on keeping on. Keep on trying. Keep on pushing. Forward ever, backward never. People here in Nigeria, in the zoo, in Biafra land, they are beginning to be sensitized. They are beginning to call for Biafra every day. Calls are coming from every nook and cranny of this country, saying that they need it, saying that they want it.
I don't understand. Can you hear me? The line, she's calling from the, from, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes,
yes, I am beckoning, yes. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Please, we lost you just for a few seconds, but we heard everything you said. Please continue, continue.
Yes, like I was saying that any Biafran that is ready to come home should come home. Nothing is happening. We are here and we are determined to get our country, and no man will stop us. Chukwu Abiyama is on our side. Chukwu Abiyama is by us. No man will stop us. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister Itanebo Ogun. Thank you very, very much for what you're doing, not just for your country, but what for you're doing for the women folk in their entirety in the whole of Africa. You are indeed formidable, and it's an honor to have you serve your country, and also the women in Germany who are doing so well and supporting Rita in what she's doing. We also commend your efforts. We know what you're doing. We don't come here to say it all the time, but we get the feedback. And we know that you're supporting this very cause. Our women in Germany are doing very well. We hope the men in Germany can rise up to it. They still owe us one more bus. They've only bought one, because here we can't lie now. This is Radio Biafra. They've bought one. There is one more to go. They must buy us two buses and complete it, what we told them to do. Let us go to the line once again. If we take your call on Skype, please stay where you are. We'll come to you. But we now have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Good morning or good evening, my brother. God bless you for a very wonderful commentary you are giving us here as Biafrans. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, please go ahead. Malaysians are great people and I love them. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Christopher Chooks. I'm not sure. I want to really appreciate you and appreciate this program. In fact, concerning what my one other guy that came out from Malaysia, who talked about the conference or talk show, I call it talk show, because I don't believe in that conference. You know, he's talking about the Okigwe zone, which I think the Wajumogu's wife, who were nominated by Richard Sokorocha, you know, I believe that that woman does not know anything about even in Kivu, how much more Igbo land or Imo State as in general. So I want to urge our Biafrans to differentiate ourselves from that kangaroo talk show, which they call international conference. Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world. We are hearing you. We don't want to interrupt you. We can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
That's good. That's good. Secondly, I want to talk about the second Niger Bridge they say they are bringing to us. You know Nigerians, so I was commenting on my Facebook today. I said the Nigerian government always make noise. They talk too much, they do nothing. They tell you this, you can't believe them because they are not going to do anything. So it's better we take our destiny in our hand and work together. I want to appreciate the Malaysian coordinators because the way they came to us in our area, the area we are in Malaysia is highly dominated by the Africans. And the way they came, they brought this message. All of us, I'm a youth leader here in Malaysia. We buy the idea and want to support financially and otherwise to ensure that Malaysia is one of the people that is rated high in this struggle. I think I'm communicating.
You are communicating. Of course you are. I said we don't interrupt people. You round up for us in the next 30 seconds, please. Of course, Malaysia is very strong. I have been to Malaysia. We have broadcast from Malaysia. We have preached this gospel from Malaysia. And they are part of the family. Malaysia is indeed my favorite. Everybody knows that I love Biafrans in Malaysia in a very special way.
Most especially, I want to, you have to put, because if you talk about Malaysia, we call Wang Sa Pamai in Malaysia, we are highly populated in blacks. In fact, we have a good numbers of blacks living in Wang Sa Pamai, Kepon area in Malaysia. And I think the coordinator should focus in this area and come closer because we have high population and good people, good high-spirited people that can bring us money. We're talking about cash here because we need to support this cause to ensure that this project is being carried out and in a successful manner. You know, I was surprised reading about our brother Wazirike, who messed up, and in fact, I'm so glad that we have such a transmitter has been transmitting all over the world. This is strange to me, you know. So I really appreciate this effort, and I'm going to work hard to ensure that in my area I pick up the challenge as a youth and as a youth leader, even in the zoo before I came to Malaysia. And, you know, with the experience and the mobilization I have, you know, we push the heads together to ensure that Malaysia is outstanding in this struggle and we sure that success is achieved. And most especially, I want to ask in that gathering, in the May gathering or whatever, how do we assemble in Malaysia here to make sure that the UN here, we march and bring ourselves forward to see that we're protested or whatever to ensure that we are recognized here in Malaysia? How can we?
It's very simple. The coordinator for Malaysia, the coordinator for the whole of Malaysia. Can you turn your system down because I can hear myself talking? Yeah, it's bouncing back. Turn your system down.
Okay.
The coordinator in Malaysia, the coordinator in Malaysia is doing a very wonderful work. They will advise you on what to do via your zonal coordinator. People should not be afraid. Our brother sent me a message yesterday saying he went to the court in Germany and he left there as a Biafran. The court in Germany recognized him as a Biafran because he did what we asked him to do. Nobody can do anything to you. The only thing holding you prisoner is your fear. Go and tell the Malaysian people that you're Biafrans. They can't do anything about it. And you will march on the street. You should not say you're going to do a demonstration. Very, very important. Tell them you're having peaceful gathering. You want to gather in a public place to remember your people that died. That's all you're doing. Nobody can stop that.
Okay.
Because in every civilized country of the world, there is freedom of association. There is freedom of association. Tell them that you are gathering for the sake of your people. We are not going to demonstrate. Demonstration is in the zoo, not outside. And when the time comes, they will know. Please, Uche.
Yes, thank you very much. Wonderful contributions from different parts of the world so far. There is something I wanted to share, you know, which is now in the news. And this is in Ukraine. the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry yesterday made it very clear that Russia is acting as if they are in 20th century, that this is 21st century, where popular uprising is changing the face of different countries of the world. They supported the Ukrainian people against their government. Now, the question I'm asking is, what are the Biafrans doing? What are we doing? We are being engulfed, tormented by our fears. And just today, the Crimea region in Ukraine voted to join Russia. The parliament voted to join Russia.
The Crimean region?
Yes, they voted to join Russia.
Amazing.
And there is nothing anybody can do.
And that's the end of it.
Can any state in the zoo called Nigeria, and more importantly, Biafran territory, can Anambra or Imo state or Enugu state or Abia state or Imo state assembly vote that they want to be on their own? They will not do it. What we make them to do it are the people on the street. We have to force them to do it. And come 30th of May, a lot of things will begin to happen. This is courage in action, powered and underscored by truth and equity and justice. We believe in this, that the memories of our heroes and heroines, millions of them who have paid the ultimate price, must be honored and that they will rest in peace. We hold the world to account. We hold the zoo called Nigeria to account. There is no going back on this. There is no need being afraid for your freedom because you are doing the right thing. But we make it clear that we will not unite with people whose hands are not clean. We will not unite with people who are deceiving us. We are not going to unite with people who are romancing Nigerian government in the morning. And in the night, they do something else. They say they are for Biafra. In the morning, in the night, they romance Nigerian government.
Uche, we give them only 48 hours. They set up that alternative or alternate radio station, or they will be shredded to pieces live on air already. We are warning everybody. Let nobody tell me to forget. Go and tell these people that believe human rights, that the money they collected to go and start a radio station, they must start that radio station. Or return the money to the person that gave it to them. Failure to do so within 48 hours, we will devote our program to them and we'll drag them into the mud. They must know this. 48 hours. People should not call to plead with us. Go and tell them we are warning them now. Start a radio station or return the money. Simple. Please go ahead.
Yes, and that underscores the fact that theory is different from practice. Theory is different from practice, and more importantly, if you say you will do anything for Biafra, you go ahead and do it. You go ahead and do it. Jealousy, envy has no place in this struggle. If you say you are good at something, go ahead and do it. And honor should be given to whom honor is due. We must stop deceiving our people. We must stop bitching around. We must stop lazying around. We must stand up and actually go ahead to do practical things on the ground, which is Biafra restoration. Anything short of that amounts to deceit, and our people cannot accept it. Whether anybody likes it or not, truth is just like a two-edged sword. It does not fear anybody, and upon that we stand to preach the good news of Biafra without fear or favor. If anybody doesn't like it, let that person go and hug Transformer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We are unrelenting. We are uncompromising. The truth cannot be compromised. And they must know this. Never. As Uche said, two-edged sword. As we ourselves are proclaiming, we have to be whiter than white, or else that will be very serious trouble for us. Very, very serious. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. Let the caller on Skype remain where he or she is. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me directly?
I'm speaking to you. Please go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Director, and good evening, my fellow dear friends all over the world. My name is Amadeus Chukwuma Ekezie. I'm from Olo, in all local government, Biafra land. I'm calling from Italy. My special God bless, I'm a PRO, Treviso Zone. I'm calling to announce our coming meeting on Sunday at Omela Church Hall, Treviso. I'm calling on all Biafrans, those living at Potograro, those living at Sandona, those living at Chiegia, those living at Miolo, those living at Noventa. This meeting will be held by 3 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. But if you don't have a means of going to that place at Omela, Treviso, then come out by 2:30 at Sandona train station. Then you see somebody who will pick you up to that place. There are many secret listeners who are telling us to go and get Biafra, that later they will join. I'm warning you, wherever you are, we know you all. We know what you people are saying. We know what you people are talking. Biafra will come, and I pray that we will get Biafra. Even if we are one or two or three people determined, we get it. Crowd, too much of people does not make a sense. But if two people or three people are determined to do something, I know that they will do it and get it. Than gathering millions of people, talking rubbish, bringing one question or the other, saying all sorts of rubbish to make the mind of those who are interested to go back. I know that many of you are listening. You will get Biafra. And I believe that all of you will come with us. And we will see that Biafra have come to stay. Yes. And I'm also saying, those at home, I know they are genuine Biafrans at home. And they are also cowards who always be afraid of one thing or the other. Some have died without achieving anything. It's good to die to get something, not to die as a coward. I'm pleading. I even was looking at people they are talking. I saw him in the dream, escaped death. And death is going to visit him. Even Ojozokale, I saw him lying on stage.
After our remembrance, people must come out. After our remembrance on the 30th, things will begin to happen. We are telling them, so when these things begin to happen, let nobody say, oh, they are trying to claim credit for it. We are going to remember those that died. And we are going to ask Chukwu Abiyama to punish anybody that has stood on the bones of the dead to make money using the name of Biafra. Very simple. That's our prayer. Anybody, regardless of who you are, if you have stood on the bones of the dead to make money, you are finished. You are gone. After the 30th, the spirit of the dead will be woken up. You are all toast. We are warning you in advance. And this is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. We've had them on Skype, and we must go to them. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Gareth, are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you. Please go ahead.
Our able director, good evening. I'll also say our dear Barrister Imam Mezu, God bless you. Sister Rita Nimogo, Lolo Karumonde Uchemefe, all our coordinator all over the world. I'm thanking you people very good for a wonderful job you are doing. Yesterday, why I called this call, yesterday I had some coordinator. They were speaking about some Igbo people who are not answering their calls, who have made them so hard that they are talking to them that they are not listening. I want to give them word of encouragement, because even we, me who is here in Frankfurt, I live in Frankfurt, Germany. There are some people I have been telling about Biafra since December. They were laughing at me, telling me, oh boy, you want to go and start killing people now. But as I'm telling you now, Director, since Monday, more than 3 hours, they are calling me, asking me, please, Chico, give us the website. And I have given them the website. Since Monday, 2 people have called me and said, this is what we are missing. You know, don't give up. If you are calling anybody and saying, listen to Radio Biafra, or come to where your people belong, they don't want to come. Don't blame them, my brothers. They were all pushed to the world. It's not easy. Somebody leaving his country, coming to this European country in a cold place to stay. Some don't have job. Some don't have paper. Some are ruminating all around looking for somewhere to put their hand. But I want to encourage all our coordinators, even all of us who are listening, keep on spreading this Biafra news. I believe that Chukwu Abia might sign our prayer. Because what I'm reading here in the computer, what I'm seeing that everybody in Biafra land is talking, you will know that our news is going around the world. So I want to thank you, Director. It's not easy. Sometimes I tell my wife, I wish to be in our director's shoe, because I know how it is. When people are frustrating and people are not answering you, Director, please, I want to tell you that our God will keep on blessing you for the good work you are doing. Because we have a Messiah, people don't know. They think that somebody will come from heaven and fall on the earth. I tell people, even men looking at the way our director is speaking, looking at the way Anajurima Dogu, the way he do everything, you know that this is a genuine man that God has sent you. And I believe that this 2014-15, we are going to have our country, Biafra. Thank you very much. Once again, Director, my name is Chico Ndono, known as Chico. I'm calling from Frankfurt, Germany. May Chukwu Abia man keep all our Biafran, all the coordinators. May God give them courage to continue doing the good work. We will win this war. At last, we all will rejoice in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. People are calling us all over the place. The lines are going mental. But before I proceed, I must make this announcement. I have been prompted since yesterday. I said I was going to make it today. And I did not forget that Senegal, the reason why Senegal is the only country, I must say, in the entire Southern Hemisphere, in the Premier Division of the countries supporting this very Biafra restoration effort, is because of their tenacity. This evening, I acknowledge them once again. I say that Senegal continues to do very well. They bought us a 32-inch flat-screen plasma. They bought it for their country. And they have sent it to Biafra land as well, I understand. If I'm mistaken, please correct me. People in Senegal, there are other people elsewhere. In Qatar, nothing is happening. United Arab Emirates, I don't know if it's part of them. I don't know what is going on. Nothing is happening. What happened to those of you in Morocco? What is going on? What is happening in Congo, in Mozambique, in Angola, in Ghana, of all places, that I've visited most times, that Rita Nibok has been to? What is happening in Ghana? We don't understand what is going on. But Senegal is doing very well. What is happening in Ivory Coast? Those of you in Ivory Coast that rang me and said you're getting together, how long will it take to get together? But Senegal is doing very well. We acknowledge them. And we thank them on behalf of this very strong family of Biafrans all over the world, that we acknowledge the work that those of you in Senegal are doing. You have never let us down. You have always been there, fulfilling your obligation. And we welcome this very plasma TV you've bought. People don't know what we're going to do with all the electronics we're asking for. We are going to build a very strong and a very formidable intelligence center to rival any in the zoo. Because we are Biafrans, you see. I told you, the mistakes of the past can no longer be repeated. All the things that made us to lose the war before, we are countering them one after the other. I have not spent 18 years studying Biafra for nothing. That is why any move we make is calculated and designed to propel us closer towards Biafra. So we thank Senegal once again. Thank you very, very much. And those of you in Ghana must continue to do your work that you're doing. The police people there said you can march very freely. In fact, even the police said they will bring out people to join you if you want it. That is the chief of police in Ghana. So we want all of you to come out and not give or have any excuse. This is Radio Biafra, and we must continue. The barrister is with me. I don't know if the barrister can hear me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Talk to you.
Please, barrister, go ahead.
I've been itching, director. I want to make a correction of what you said earlier to one of our Biafran who called earlier about demonstration, and you told him that they can assemble and they should not demonstrate.
No. They can. I said when during application, barrister, because we had difficulties with India. Indian police are saying that they will not give us permission. And I said to the Indian coordinator, it was the way it was worded. Are we going to demonstrate and smash houses? They don't understand the word demonstration. They think demonstration is to go and break riot to break houses. It's for third world countries, people who are not very conversant with English language. Explain it to them. We are gathering as a people to remember our dead.
Director.
Yes.
We have the same problem on Saturday at White Hart Lane when we are having a meeting. We have the right to demonstrate anywhere worldwide, and we are governed by Article 11, freedom of demonstration and freedom of liberty and freedom to assemble. Article 11 of the UN. Then, under Human Rights Act 1998.
But you still need to apply for permission.
Of course, Director.
Exactly. But India, man in India cannot read. The man saw demonstration. He wanted to jump from his seat.
No. India is under Human Rights Act 1998. They are also under Human Rights UN. Freedom of demonstration, freedom of liberty, freedom of association. Article 11 of the United Nations.
But this is still subject. I'm not a lawyer, barrister. This is still subject to the national security considerations of each and every country. I'm not saying we cannot demonstrate. But we also need to put it across in such a way that the recruits sitting behind the desk that will give the permission will be able to understand. Your understanding of demonstration is different from how other people see it. They don't understand the English word demonstration the way you see it.
Director, let me put it to you. Demonstration is protest to protest. And when you are protesting, it's supposed to be peaceful. That's the underlying word. Peaceful demonstration. I am telling my people, wherever you are, you have the right to demonstrate. You have the right to freedom of assembling yourselves, demonstrating, acting, wailing, telling people what you have been experiencing, telling them what people have done against you, telling them what Britain have done to you, what you will not do to violate United Nations Article 11 or European Human Rights 1998 is to cause trouble. Peaceful demonstration is the key word. Wherever you are, you have to demonstrate. Whether you get permission or not, you are guaranteed and governed under UN Article 11, European Act, Human Rights 1998. Whether you got permission or not, you are entitled to demonstrate, providing you did not cause any problem.
Barrister, I'm telling you that from my own simple experience here, I organized the only, is the only anti-Boko Haram rally. Uche, can you remember the date the rally was held? the anti-Boko Haram.
No, I can't remember, but I think
in February of 2012, is that correct? Madala bombing was in 2011. February 2012, I think it was around the 12th or so, I can't remember. We organized it here in London. The police will tell you, even if you ask our UK executive, they will tell you, the Metropolitan Police will tell you, if you're going to march, you must get permission. They're not stopping you from marching, but you need police permission. They will tell you to go to, where do you want to go to? Everybody will direct you to Charing Cross Police Station. I've been there before. They will ask you, do you want to hand in a petition to Downing Street? They can book an appointment for you to go to Downing Street, to go to the Prime Minister's office to hand in a petition. So these are the ways they do it. Of nobody stopping you from doing it. But the thing is that what we noticed is that in different parts of the world, you're a lawyer. They interpret the laws differently. After all, you go to court to argue with another lawyer as well. It's the same law that two of you are arguing from opposite sides. So does governments of the world as well. Yes, you have the right to gather. You have the right to do all of these things. But we need to know that it is going to be peaceful. Of course, we are peaceful people. We're not going to do anything. But they want to be told. In some places, you cannot gather unless you're registered. That is what their local law says. Are we going to go to the hinterland of Italy to go and tell them to change? They will deport us now, put us in prison. We don't want that, do we?
No, Director, they can only do that if your people are causing and destroying things. But if they go on the street saying that they've been victimized, carrying placards, there is no need to arrest anybody. Anybody that arrests anybody will be in trouble.
It's not about arresting. Nobody is going to be arrested. We are not talking about arrest. We are talking about the simple protocol of a country. Nobody is saying you cannot gather. That's not what we're saying. But what we are saying
is
that...
What is the argument?
The argument is that each country, they have their own process and procedure. And public safety as well. You cannot be marching 1,000 of you causing roadblock around Trafalgar Square. People will call the police and ask them what the hell is going on here. They want to know. But if you inform the police, they can then channel the route of the protest properly as not to avoid traffic jam. If somebody is dying in an ambulance and the person needs to be rushed to hospital, you say you're demonstrating and you block the road because of your sheer volume, the sheer number of people, then it becomes a concern. That's what I'm saying, is that what you're saying is right. We have every right under the law to protest, to do all of these things, but at the same time, it is also imperative to respect the local laws and protocol in each and every country. In the UK, you don't need to register as a group of people to go to come out in the public to congregate. But in Ghana, you need it. You need police permission. Even in the UK, you need police permission. Not that they're going to stop you, so that they can plan adequately. For how about if somebody is on the protest and collapses? Or has a heart attack. They have to call an ambulance and make way for the ambulance to come in. So these are the minor logistics that we are talking about. So if you are in a country, you play it according to the country's rules to allow you to come out. Some of these countries are totalitarian. That's what we're trying to say. To avoid, what you're saying is correct, is complete, correct, in total, 100%. But is the local interpretation that sometimes varies from one country to another. So in your opinion, how do we harmonize it all so that we have a common language and a common front that will work in each and every country? Barrister, can you hear me? Have we lost him? Barrister, can you hear me? What's wrong with our lines?
Yes, Director, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm listening to what you're saying. So anyway, yes, you point out the rigorous part of application and all the rest of it. But I didn't want that to deter my people from carrying out their protest. The area I am trying to highlight here is the area of criminality. Nobody should go out, whether they got permission or not, to go and cause any criminal damage. That is the area I'm trying to highlight.
Of course, I agree with you.
When you are making a protest, you have to seek for the permission to police, and that police will reject that particular permission. I'll give you another example. Even when our top coordinators, Onyema, I'm forgotten the second name which has adopted, I don't know what you are talking about, he's not going to get an application because he knows it's within his jurisdiction to go and do that particular protest here in London. So all I am saying and all I will continue to say is there should not be any demonstration as to cause criminal damage. Because if we went peacefully and come back peacefully, then when you do loud, nobody will bring any problem on top of
it. But we are peaceful people anyway. Well, we want to draw attention to Biafra. We are peaceful
people. Thank you.
We are very, very peaceful people. And thank you for that, barrister. I want to report here. Thank you, Barrister Mamesa, and you stay with me. I want to report that Obu Jianyim, Emeka Nwokedi. I repeat the name. Obu Jianyim, Emeka Nwokedi. When people are going and seeking asylum in Germany, they say they're from Ivory Coast, they're from Senegal, they're from this, they're from that. He went to court of law. The German people are telling him, but you're Nigerian. He said, no, I'm a Biafran. He came out of the court of law with his papers as a Biafran. Didn't we tell you that before? Did we not tell you before that you must be without fear in the presence of your enemies? And as the barrister said, don't commit any crime, that's all. Go to court and say, I'm a Biafran. Nobody can deport you. They cannot deport you. Never, ever, ever. As simple as that. But our people don't get it, do they? This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We have a Biafran. If you're a Biafran, you have to be proud of who you are. If you're not proud of who you are, then that means you're a deceiver and a liar. We need people who are proud of who they are. I wish I can actually go and do the same thing in a court of law. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, 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 Daleto. Good morning.
Good evening from London.
Yeah, this is Chukwu Emeka Anode, calling from Indonesia.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to contribute on the issue of the demonstration that is coming up on 30th May. As the problem we here in Indonesia are facing, because we have gone to the UN for permission, we have sent them a letter of invitation for them to grant us permission to visit them, but till now we have not received any response from them. We have already gone in person, but they refuse to allow us in because they said that we must have the permission invitation before we should be able to come. So we from there we go to Ministry of Justice here in Indonesia. So they refer us to the lawyer. They say that the lawyer will handle the case and brought it them to them. So from there we visited so many law firms concerning the issue, but none of them agreed to handle the case. They say that it's the lottery club that we're supposed to meet the lottery club to register us first before we can able to process on the registration and also get some documents. So, but we have only visited some lottery club. They said that they cannot handle it too. So that they are not aware of this kind, they have not treated this kind of situation before. They are only handling a club, maybe a club or organization that's want to form, but this one is a nation. They cannot handle it. So from there, we visited the police command here in Indonesia. They told us that we need before they can approve it, we need a document from a government or UN. So as I'm talking to you now, our faith now lies on UN here in Indonesia. Because till now, they have not given us any response. According to the email we sent to them and fast, we also fast them and we also write a post letter to them. Till now, we are not receiving any report from them.
What so this I'll is the tell you what here. You need to do. Listen, well, this okay. is what you need to do. Okay. I want people to in Indonesia to... I know Isaac is listening. The coordinator of Indonesia. I want people in Indonesia to go and meet a lawyer and make reference to United Nations Charter where it points out the freedom of association and assembly. You must also seek to register Biafrans in Indonesia as a community group, as a community. Go and register it. And nobody can stop you from congregating. It is impossible. They cannot stop you. But you need to apply. And you say, you make reference to the former email that you sent to them, drawing their attention by saying that in view of this very provision that guarantees me the right to congregate peacefully. We wish to place you on notice that on the 30th of May, we Biafrans in Indonesia will be meeting at XYZ place to remember our dead. Simple. You must notify them and then you copy every other major United Nations institution in Indonesia. That should suffice. That should do it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra and we must continue. If you call us, you stay where you are, please. If you call us, remain where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, my name is T. Princess Njiri Bako. I'm a coordinator of Biafra Women in Italy.
Yes.
First of all, ask you how is your head, because as of yesterday, you were having cold and you were not really talking very well. I hope you are better now.
Yes, a lot better. And, my dear sister, a lot better.
Thank God. And I want to also use this medium to inform all Biafra women in Italy that we'll be having our meeting tomorrow, immediately after the broadcast. We'll have our meeting. It's a very important and crucial meeting that we must have. And another thing I want to say, Director, I want to ask a question, although it's not related to today's, this is related about some few weeks back, the topic of some few weeks back. I want to know that word, you said there is nothing like Jesus in the Bible, that his name is Yeshua. And I come across an article on net, which says that the word Jesus belongs to a ship, an ancient ship that was used to transport slaves back then during the time of buying and selling of slaves, that there was a ship called Jesus. Now that is where the name Jesus was taken from. Now, I went through the article and I was a little bit confused. I said, okay, maybe I'll call and ask you if you've come across any such word as a ship that was named Jesus that was used to traffic slaves in the olden days.
Yes, that is correct. There was a ship called Jesus, but that is not where the name Jesus came from. Jesus Christ is a Greek word. Jesus is the Greek pronunciation of Yeshua. Because the same way, people don't know that there is no, in fact, it's not Jerusalem, it's Yerushalayim. Y, not J. So they substitute Y for J. So it is not Jerusalem. Anybody pronouncing Jerusalem is not the Hebrew way of pronouncing it. The correct name, if you go to Jerusalem, you will see it there. It is called Yerushalayim. Y, not J. The same thing with Yeshua and Jesus. Jesus Christ is a Greek name. The name of the Greeks gave to the Messiah. That is the name they gave him. Not his name. His name is Yeshua. And he spoke Aramaic. He did not speak Greek. He spoke Aramaic, not Greek. And there was a ship named Jesus that came and evacuated our people. Yes, that ship existed. You saw the picture there. There's a catalog of it. It's there. If you go to Liverpool, it's there. It is cataloged. Slave merchants cataloged in the Museum of Slavery in Liverpool. It is there. Let them go and see it if they want to. But Jesus, Yeshua is Jesus because of the Y and the J. The same way you have Yerushalayim. The same way you have Yahweh and they call him Jah. You know they call God Jah. In Hebrew it is Yah, Y-A-H. Yahweh is Jah, J-A-H, if you translate it. If you call, if you go to a Jewish person's house and say you're looking for Jacob, you may be for the top, it's Jacob. That is the name. Moses is Moshe. Not Moses, Moshe, M-O-S-H-E. That is the correct Hebrew pronunciation. The man you call Moses, his name is Moshe, M-O-S-H-E. correct Hebrew pronunciation. You cannot come to my land. It's just like telling me that the Shekiri people is called Jakri, because that's what the British call them. The answer is no. They are not Jakri people. They are Ishekiri people. As simple as that. The same way you can go to Ovum and you say it's Ovim according to the white. No, the name is Ovum. O-V-U-M. You go to Oka, it is Oka, O-K-A. They call it Oka, A-W-K-A. So these are the subtle things people need to understand. You allow the people that own somebody or a name to pronounce it for you. Don't allow the Europeans to get in, or else you end up coming from a place called Omoahia that never existed before they came. Go ahead.
So there is another place I came across in the Bible, because when you were in Italy, a man or a servant of God read the book of Proverb 10, Psalm or Proverb 10 about where Biafra came from. I also came across another passage in the Bible, in the book of Esdras, 2nd Esdras, chapter 6 from verse 55. Where he says, O Lord, I have told you all this because you said that you created this first world for the sake of your people. You said that in spite of their great numbers, all the other nations descended from Adam are nothing. What no more than a drop of water, no more than spittle. But now, Lord, those nations that are considered as nothing are ruling over us and destroying us. We are your people, and you have called us your firstborn, your only child, your witness, your loved one. But we have been handed over to the power of these other nations. If this world was really created for the sake of your people, why don't we have possession of it? How much longer must we wait? So I was kind of thinking, was this also this passage also referring to we, the Biafrans?
I will ask you, look at your condition the way it is and tell me in all sincerity that that passage in the Bible is not referring to you. Look at it now.
Yes.
Is it not referring to you? Have your inheritance not been taken away from you? The oil coming from your land used to go and build Abuja, Kano, Kaduna, Maiduguri, Sokoto. Who decides who sells or gets oil block? Is it not people who are far removed from where you come from?
Yes.
Exactly. So it's referring to you. We said on the 30th of May, people will be shocked. We'll remember our dead, and that day will reveal to you with facts and figures and maps to prove it who you really are. That day we tell you that you are indeed the children of God. Proof. I will take you from the Bible. As we are taking you from the Bible, we are taking you to where you went to. What your names were as you keep coming until you ended up where you are. Proof. Proof. When we are mentioning proof, we will go to Arab cartographers. We will go to the British, to the Portuguese, to the German. Everybody, including ancient Ethiopian scholars. All their manuscripts. Proof. The same way we dissected Lugard's amalgamation paper is how we do it on the 30th. You see, we are blessed by God. We see things that other people cannot see. As I asked somebody saying that we are not related to Hebrews, I asked him a simple question. What is the Star of David doing in Anambra State under the soil? What is the Star of David doing there? They couldn't say. Why are you circumcised on the eighth day after birth? They cannot tell me. Why is it that the book of Leviticus has almost the same rituals we perform where we come from, including a woman being able to go and marry another woman so that the name of her husband can be preserved, which happened in my village? How did that come about? They cannot answer, because these are the people blinded by the devil. The devil said to them, you are not a child of God, and they accept it. For me, I am a child of God, of Chukwu Abiama, an embodiment of his virtue. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Director. And lastly, I want to call out all Biafrans worldwide to please come up and join in this movement. Some time ago, I had a dream where there was war for the freedom and liberation of Biafra. But in that war, they beg their fans, the old, our forefathers, the ones that fought the war before, they all came out from the grave, and they were fighting the war. Where the real human beings at the back, the dead ones were at the front. And in that dream, there was the zoo were not fighting this war alone. They also had other people that came to join them. But to their surprise, the more they shoot at the Biafrans, the more forward we get together. And even the people they are shooting are not even falling. They were even working strong with confidence and marching towards them. And when I woke up from that dream, I called my husband. I told him, look, if there has to be war, that there no one going, we are not going to lose any member of Biafra again, that the dead will stand up to fight, to continue where they stopped. And I believe that at the grace of Biama, if there has to be war, no life will be lost. Because the dead are still crying. They still want to finish the work that they started, that they've not completed. So if you are a genuine Biafra out there and you are scared of death, no matter where you are, even if you are in your room, you can still die if death wants to meet you. Death is inevitable. You cannot run away from it. It will come when it will come. It does not give notice. It does not give you letter to tell you when it's coming. So it is not. It's better for you to die as a hero, fighting for your freedom, for your liberation, for your country, than for you to be a weakling, than for you to run away and hide under your wife's wrapper or hide under your mother's wrapper because you don't want to die. I tell you, anywhere you are, the death will meet you. And the death or the blood of those that died while you are being a coward will still be heaped upon your head. So Biafrans are not known to be cowards. We are known to stand in the front of our enemy without fear of anybody. And this is the time to prove that, yes, we are true Biafrans. All Biafrans in the whole world, wake up. This is our time. If we miss it now, we'll miss it forever. We will never get it again. But I pray that Chukwu Abiyama, who have called Nnamdi Kanu, who have called Karomondi, who have called our Ebu Barrister, who have called as many of them that are shepherding this struggle, as many of them that are shepherding, we are behind them. Chukwu Abiyama will never let us down. He will not disgrace us. He will be there for us. Thank you very much. And God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. Uche, what do you have to say? Do you have anything to say? We are marching on. We are the children of Chukwu Abiyama, the children of God, the Most High, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, in whom and for whom every honor, everything that we do is derived from. He came many years ago to save us from the marauding hordes of Islamic jihadist people that came to Islamize us. And we are going to call him down once again on the 30th to come and defend us from the hands of our enemies. It's not the Day of Atonement. Atonement Day is coming. It's not there yet, but it's coming. And we shall do the same. Please, Uche, go ahead.
Yes, it is a fact that the voice of the people are the voice of God. All over the world, the people of God have come out to say what they want. They ask God for it. They move, step ahead and putting it into action. They demonstrated their faith in God.
Not theory.
Yes, not theory.
Useless theory. You think not you can get a radio by reading about it on email? You think if you read an email, you get radio station by reading email? Please go ahead, Richard. Sorry about that.
Yes, and with reference to the restoration of Biafra, it is not about theory. A lot of things, a lot of setback we have experienced in Biafra restoration. And what Radio Biafra is here to do is to rectify what has gone wrong. And for us to do this, we must start somewhere. We have identified that sensitization, education, and the enlightenment of our people and the world is very necessary, because they invested so much, billions of pounds and dollars and euros, in making sure that the name Biafra is sunk and forgotten forever. And we are saying today that God is not sleeping. And as long as we worship God in truth and honesty, God will not leave us. The quest for restoration of Biafra is not about theory. We have a lot of theories. We have a lot of plans. But if those plans are not implemented, we are nowhere. We remain where we are. And that is why we are demonstrating on this platform that for Biafra to be restored, what you say is what you do. And that is what we have done so far, and we are still doing it, and we are continuing to go and do it. We are not perfect because we are humans, but we are sincere. When we get it wrong, we say we get it wrong. If we know that we cannot do anything, we rather not do it. And if we announce that we are going to do it and somehow circumstances made it impossible for us to do it, we come out and say we are unable to do it. That is what makes us human. That is what makes us Biafrans. And for the theories, for saboteurs in our midst who are romancing Nigerian government, in the day they talk about Biafra, in the night they go to Aso Rock, they go to Abuja, they keep chasing contracts and taking bribes and betraying the collective interests of our people, we are saying that our people are heroes and heroines who died, who paid the ultimate price with their lives, are not happy, and they are crying for vengeance. Anybody that sides with Nigeria will sink with Nigeria, for he who has shed blood must pay for it, and today Nigeria is paying. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Anybody that sides with Nigeria will sink with Nigeria. For our people, the souls of our heroes and heroines who were massacred mercilessly in cold blood are crying for vengeance. And it is my prayer, and I continue to maintain, that God is not sleeping, and God will continue to chastise Nigeria, to torment Nigeria and Nigerians until they do the right thing. And if they fail to do it, they will collapse. They will totally dismember. And from the ashes, of course, Biafra will emerge. Not tomorrow, not in 20 years' time, but as soon as God willed it. And God has willed it. We are marching. We are doing everything possible. At the appointed time, Biafra will be restored. All we ask, Biafrans, is to do the right thing, to preach, to put what they preach into action, to do their best, and leave the rest to God. But we know that God has never forsaken his people. Practical action on the ground is what brings anything, any cause you're fighting for, into reality. It is not about wishful thinking. It is not about theory. The time has come for us to deliver. Prove yourself, prove your mettle, that the world will take you seriously. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. And we must continue to take your calls. We must continue to invite you to please join us. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are welcoming you wherever you are on this very planet. Once again, our lines are open, and the number to call is +44 7831 308 376. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Thank you very much. My name is Patrick Ejulog. I'm calling from Heidelberg, Germany.
From Germany, please go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to use this opportunity to thank you for your wonderful job, along with your team, Ucheme, for who just spoke to me.
Thank you.
I'm Barisa Mezu. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you. I would like to announce the meeting of Biafra meeting here in Mannheim, Heidelberg, Ludwigshafen, along with Heidelberg. So on coming Sunday by 5 p.m., all the Biafrans sitting in Meinheim, Ludwigshafen, and Heidelberg, please, we ask you to join us in this meeting. It will start by 5 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. And the telephone number of someone can direct you exactly where the location of this meeting will be held is this. So the telephone number 0152-1314-255. I repeat, 0152-1314-255. Another number is this, 0152-116-22-549. Another again, 0152-116-22-549. So please, every Biafran sitting in Meinheim, Ludwigshafen, Heidelberg should please attend this meeting by 5 p.m. on Sunday. So my next comment is to welcome the new leadership in Germany. Ms. Anzurumike, thank you very much, and welcome to your team, with your team, for the new leadership. You see, we started this job with Fred Onyale. That was sometimes some months or if not 1 year ago. Fred Onyale did a very wonderful job. He started coordinating Germany along with the PRO, Oyekachukwu Zemba. Both of them, thank you and God bless them. They started coordinating in Germany when it was only one or two persons. By the time the job was going on, the Biafrans are showing face little by little. The tension wasn't so high, but it was okay. By the time we made the first payment to Radio Biafra during the, if not the time of shortwave radio, we have about six or seven people. Throughout the whole Germany, it was too poor. So after the transmitter goes to net to computer, then we become about 25 in number. The whole Germany is still poor. When we hold a meeting and discussing how much we are going to contribute for the Radio Biafra, some are saying 20 euros, some are saying 50 euros, some are saying 100 euros. So we decided to agree on 100 euros. So by the time we started paying this 100 euros, and then it was about 25 in number, the whole Germany. So 25 people in number was able to come up to 800 euros. Then 8 people was able to contribute this money. Still poor. But it was the work of Fred who organized the people in München to contribute this money, to make this money to become 1,000 pounds, which is about 1,200 euros. I really thank you and appreciate his wonderful job during that time. Thank you, Fred, wherever you are. I hope you are listening. So now we had a new leadership, simply because some people believe that Fred is not coordinating Germany very well. No, it's not the work of, he's not coordinating very well. But the fact is that the people are not responding very well. I can assure you that we can only show us where the water is, but we can't force us to drink water. And that's what makes his leadership to be weak. So some people, I think people can understand exactly the fact during that time anyway. So now the new leadership have come up now. So let us see and work towards to help and build a new relationship with the people. But it's quite a good job. There is quite a good job to wake our people up, more especially this part of the world. I'm looking forward that the new leadership will take my advice. I will suggest that we have about almost 25 to 26 Igbo cultural group in Germany. More than that. And this cultural group, each and every year they host a party here. It will cost 5,000 party. Fine. It's good to host a party. But to actualize Biafra come to once a time. Why wouldn't we ask these people to give us 2,500 euros, each and every Igbo cultural group in Germany, to give us 2,500 euros and suspend 2014 party and contribute this money so that we can be able to finance those whom we send to Biafra land to work for us there. And then the party can continue after the Biafra is there. So the new leadership should take note. I will ask him, I will support them. We send a letter to each and every cultural group in Germany, and we give them time to give us €2,500. Any cultural group failing to pay this money, if this my suggestion can be implemented, we hold the president and the vice president responsible. The way we can hold them responsible is just to put their name in the knee of the air and put their telephone there, and the whole world can ask them why they don't want to support our mission in Germany here. After doing it so, or we can transport, send their name to Eastern Pilot. We put their name on the newspaper and radio in Biafra land, and the people in Biafra land can call them, ask them why they are setting the other people back. I think following it in this way will keep us in very good shape. I'm advising this new leadership. So what I think we can be able to do this present time now is to see how we can hold this cultural group responsible. We have been sharing flyer from time to time. The flyer have gone to almost every Biafra here in Germany here. But we can't force them to wake up. So since we can't force them to come up, therefore the only way we can be able to hold them responsible is to target exactly that party they have been hosting each and every year. And by doing it so, I promise you we'll achieve a lot of things the next 6 months ahead. And failing to do it so, we're still going to end up in the shoe of fresh. I hope not so. Thank you very much. I'm using this opportunity to appeal for all Biafrans sitting in Germany to wake up this time. Biafran mission is not for only one person. It works for every one of us. I wonder how, if you did not participate to contribute a cent, if you did not participate to volunteer yourself in a battlefield, and the Biafra come, and you wanted to apply for the Biafran visa, there will be no law to forbid you not to visit your land. It is impossible. We can't get you through that way. But I strongly believe that the only way we can get you is to go through this leadership of all this Igbo cultural organization here. We can achieve exactly what we want to achieve. So those who are listening, I hope now they will try to discuss that if this can be implemented, they will pursue my execution here, but I don't care. This is the only way we can be able to rescue ourselves by financial issue, more especially in Germany. A single bus we provide to buy for the Radio Biafra here, those who are working for us in Biafra land, we cannot even afford the money. Those who promise come on the air and promise that they will do heaven and earth, they can't be able to fulfill anything. Just let me put this question to everyone who are listening, more especially in Germany here this night. What can we do when we have been calling you to come up, you refuse to come? I listen to Radio Biafra from time to time. I can listen there. Some of us here have even financial problems. Some don't even have a very comfortable place to live. Some are having so many children, which they deliver every 14 months here to children. Before we call them to respond to any financial issue in Radio Biafra, I think they must buy pampers for those children whom we have been hearing their voice in Skype here every day. So my good people, neither you come out or you fail to come out, Biafra must come. And by achieving so, we need the attention, neither by contribution, financial issue, or by coming out in person. Your advice can even give...
My brother, can you round up for us, please? You've made very important points.
Yes, I will do. Just a second, please. I'm coming to put it an end. So, my good people in Biafra, my good Biafran sitting in Germany, I advise every one of you to come up and let us see what we can be able to achieve in a short time. May God bless the Biafran. May God protect the Biafran team in London. But it's amazing, God guide, which God guide you. Uche Mefo, making all this possible to come in our air. Uche, God protect you along with your new baby. Nnamdi Kanu, thank you very much. Welcome in Biafra as a hero. God bless you all, and good night from Germany. Thank you
very much, and God bless you too. We have another caller on Skype. Can that caller please hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from.
So, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Christopher Ariago.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Austria.
You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead. Austria and Switzerland are now waking up, and I love that. Please go ahead.
So, Director, I must thank you so much for the good job you're doing. We commend your effort. It's not easy. though I've been trying for a very long time now to call Radio Biafran, and it has not been going, but today I think I'm fortunate enough to get you online.
You're very lucky.
Yeah. The job you're doing is what we've been expecting for years. We've been waiting for somebody like you to carry up this task. So we want to assure you that we are strongly behind you, whatever it takes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Even though you need us to go now and start fighting, to carry out the fighting, I promise you we will be ready.
Thank you.
I really thank you for the effort you're making to make sure that Biafra comes. The problem we are facing here is that it is still very difficult to convince our brothers here to join the race, because some of them are still doubting. Some said what you're doing is you're trying to dupe people. But we are trying to tell them that the earlier they start listening to this Radio Biafra, they will be really convinced that you are not trying to dupe or to eat from it, because some people say you are trying to fraud, that this is fraud, that some people have done it before, but we are trying to convince them that everybody is not like Owazu.
Why do you need to convince them? Why?
We try to convince them because...
How can you convince somebody who cannot know what the truth is when they see it? How can you convince somebody who cannot understand where they come from? Somebody fathered by Hausa Fulani people, how can you convince them? Those who cannot read and write, how can you convince them? Everybody, they come to Britain. Britain is a fraud, isn't it? But people come here. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're right.
Switzerland is a fraud. That's where they put all your money that enslaved you, but you're still there. Austria learning a new language. That is fraudulent. People forcing you to forget your own language. I said I have studied a lot about Biafra, and in the process I know so much about our people and their mentality. Nothing they do. In fact, if they come out tomorrow and tell me that they are the Lucifer that the world has been talking about, it won't surprise me one bit. They are the same people that will go to the north and sell their airport to Kano. They will come back and make sure that their women are converted to Islam. Their women are abducted on the street and they do nothing because they are blind, you see. I don't discuss with blind people. They should watch and see. What you need to say to them is only one thing.
Yeah.
Yes, they may be duping you, or he may be duping you. But has anybody done what he has done before?
This is
simple question that will put every idiot in their place. Simple question. Who has done what Radio Biafra has done before? Who has done it?
Nobody.
Simple. Then why are you discussing with them?
Nobody. So I try to tell some of my members here, because I'm among the struggle also. So we try to tell them not to listen to what they say, because we know that some of them are just trying to pull us down.
People are free. See, it's a free world.
Yeah.
People are free to say whatever they want to say. That is their business, is their opinion. They're entitled to hold it. And such people, mind you, will make us work very hard. And know
All
that
right.
people are watching us to fail.
All right.
So that is why we can never fail, you see. We welcome it. It should be encouraged. The more doubting Thomases we have, the better for us. The harder we work. So don't worry about that. Please, don't worry yourself at all. Continue.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I wish you all the best, and we'll continue to support you.
Thank you very much, and God
Thank
bless you.
Thank you
very, very much. God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We have another person on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Emmanuel Obinna.
Emmanuel Obinna.
You're
not one of those that think we are fraudsters, is it?
Sir?
Are you one of the people that think we are dupers and fraudsters?
No, my dear.
Okay.
Director. I'm a full member of Biafra, that is why idea. Because I really appreciate the job you are doing.
Thank you.
And this is my second time of calling anyway.
Please go ahead.
So I'm calling from Valencia.
From Valencia?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Director, there's a little thing I want to just, my own suggestion.
Go ahead.
There is like the way, at least I know we need our freedom, but at least we still need to apply a little bit diplomacy. We don't need to be, at least the way we use some words by abusing all these our people, at least we still need them.
Like who? No? Who do we need? Give me an example.
No, I mean like all those our politicians,
name one big figures. Name one person you want us to...
No, I want to make it general, because at least what I'm trying to say, because as we are now, you know, we are outside. At least we still need people downtown.
Rita Kubok is there. Ikechukwu is there. Chukwuebosa okay. Has gone from Malaysia. He landed this morning. AK is going. We have about 16 people there already waiting. Who else do we need? Name the person for me.
Okay, in this aspect...
Who is this person or group of people we need to get on board? Name one of them.
No, Director, the truth is that at least with all this we are having, you know, being outside the country for a very long time, at least whenever they are there, they will still need people to say, men, follow this way. And this is what we want. With our own knowledge and with what we have in brain, then we will direct them, we will correct them from their mistake they have made before. So that they will not make such mistake again.
I agree with you. Go ahead.
So with this now we can get away what we want. So regarding to those people who say that this movement may be this or maybe that, we don't care. Any average Igbo man or average Biafran who is up to 15 years is even dreaming of having his own country from the childhood. Above 10 have already know what is Biafra. So whether they like it or not, we must have our own Biafra. But we're only praying for let the will of God be, let it be done, and not later but now. We need it now. So may God bless Biafra.
Issa, and you too. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. And this is Radio Biafra. We must go and take this call before I call upon the barrister to please join me, because we are bringing the program to an end very shortly. This very caller on the phone, you will give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good evening, my Ebu director.
Good evening.
My name is Ngozi Obi, calling from Manchester.
Ngozi Obi from Manchester, you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Director, you are a wonderful man. I just want to congratulate you for what you are doing for Omu Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Director, I'm so excited. Right from the day I started hearing Radio Biafra, I was so happy, because what is going on in Nigeria, I'm not happy over it. So I pray that Biafra must conquer their promised land.
Issa,
thank you so much, Director. May Almighty Father continue to protect you, guide you in every step of your way, in the name of Jesus.
Issa, I say amen to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you, and God bless you. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Biafra.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Turn your system down. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, sir.
Yes, your name, please, and where you are.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Emeka Dike.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
From Dublin, please go ahead. We are here.
Please, I want to say something as regards to the guy that called saying about people saying they are being duped. And I will be happy to be duped if we achieve Biafra at the end of it all. And I want every good thinking Biafran anywhere in the world, be it in the zoo or any part of the world, to sit down and ask him or herself a question. You know, are we really okay, if we are being duped for fighting for what we really believe in, then who is duping us? You know? And the same thing happened to a lot of people. I mean, he's not the only person thinking, so if you ask me. But I look at those people who are thinking that way, like you call them the burger eaters. Those who eat big burgers and drink big Coca-Colas. Yes. In jerry can. And when you see them, they eat or they see little food in Europe here, they think all is well. all is not well. Under this condition we are now, the weather, for example, we go out here patting ourselves up as somebody who is going to the moon. We are not used to that. From where we came from, you dress simple and the way you like because the weather is so lovely. But we come down here, we do all kind of business, all kind of jobs, like you said. We do minders, we do everything that comes our way just to put food on the table. And at the end of the day, the salary is not even enough to take care of the important needs. Yet we are here, we are suffering and smiling. I am ready, like most people who are willing, to go any moment when I'm called upon, so that we can go and take this thing that rightly belongs to us. So we can go and protect what is ours. We are not taking it, rather we are protecting what is ours. So I thank you so much for the wonderful job you are doing, and all the same thing goes to all Biafrans all over the world. Let us put more effort and make sure that at the end of the day, those who think we are being duped will now come back and say, oh, assuming that I knew I would have been part of this victim, I would have loved to be a victim of this fraudsters.
Yeah, but they said of course, I don't blame them. They have to say it. As I said, these things, it keeps our concentration levels very high.
Very high, yeah.
Because every time I wake up, I'm thinking to myself every morning, remember, there are those that want Biafra to fail. There are those that want Radio Biafra to fall. Remember them. Remember them. And it makes us to work 4 or 5 times harder.
Yeah.
As we said, they're in for a shock, my dear brother. In for one almighty shock. And we thank you very much. Wherever you are, continue to spread the message.
I want to look
at the faces of those that will come to their father's land with visa. I want to see their faces when the time comes. They think we are joking, but they're in for one horrible surprise and a very nasty shock at that. I must thank you very much, and God will continue to bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
The barrister has joined me. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes. I'm here and waiting.
Let us go to the line and see who is here. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello, director.
Yes.
Yeah, this is very, very calling from Sweden.
Yes, please go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I just want to inform all Biafrans in Sweden that everything needed for our rally to come up on the 30th of May. We've perfected everything. So it's just for all the other members to be up and doing in making sure that they meet the necessary requirements, which we, the whole Biafrans in Sweden, have set aside. And what I meant by that is all the necessary contributions which we need to make. And the other aspect as well, for all those that are just thinking that Nigeria belongs to them, and when I'm saying this, I'm talking about the Biafran, there are a lot of them that believe that that country is meant for us. Truly, it is not. I posted some pictures on our Facebook page yesterday, and I could see that that has been generating a lot of debate, answer questions from other people, because the currency which they use there, to my greatest surprise, I had to call my friend that can speak Arabic to really tell me what those Arabic inscriptions, what the meanings are. Not even only that, even the Nigerian army itself that are fighting the Boko Haram, they are also the same people. So I think there are some codes in all those currencies, the currency, the Nigerian army emblem, and a whole lot of things as well in Nigeria that really we cannot decode unless anybody can just speak the Arabic language. So it's just some signs for many people to just know that that place is not for us. We are not those people. We can't speak that language. So why don't everybody just come up? So it's a clarion call for all the Biafrans here in Sweden to please adhere to this movement and join in mass so that we'll achieve our thing. And once more, I'm just congratulating the Biafrans in Sweden for the feat thus far in making sure that every necessary thing we need for our rally is in place. thank you, Director, and I wish you more strength in what you do.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Obi, for that. Thank you very, very much. The barrister was with me before. Barrister, could you confirm your presence, please?
Director, the barrister is still with you.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, you see, this keeps escaping my mind, and I've not been comfortable with it. Our fellow Biafran, I've forgotten his name. He lives in Georgia. The Akwaibom guy.
No, he's still
who
with
is
us.
Used to talk talking with us. Are you sure? Because no, I haven't heard from him.
No, he's the one that registered. We are registered. He is the signatory to the indigenous, the Biafran community in Georgia has been registered with the government, so they will match.
Excellent. Excellent, because I've been worried about him. But thank you, Director, for mentioning it to me, because each time I remember him, I'll forget. And when we come down, then I remember again. Now, today, thank you for trying to establish his presence that is still current and active. Thank you. And, Director, I don't know if you are definitely trying to close, because for me, I know that we still have a lot of flashing lights on your dashboard. But if you think we have to close, so be it. But I find out from the Deputy Director, which I'm before, who is trying to fix our television. That one, I've been waiting for it. I have seen quite a lot of stuff when you were in Ireland. He gave us a little bit of clip on how the television will be. Uche, before you are sitting down there, what is happening, if I may ask? This is the Director. That is why.
Please, Uche.
Please pass Uche before to talk to me.
He's talking.
Yes, Barrister, the eminent Barrister, thank you very much for your work for Biafra and Biafrans. Yes, the television project is at an advanced stage. Of course, there is nothing that can prevent us from going on air, but there are still one or two things that will make it perfect, but nothing prevents us from going on air. It is left for us to, after a few considerations, to know which date we can go on air. Thank you very much.
Yes, Barrister, did you hear that?
Thank you, Chamefo. Of course, he is our chief engineer, sound engineer for that particular matter. Yet, he's still a law student. That is why we have what we call at the university transferable skills. We have it here on Radio Biafra. A director could become a coordinator. I myself could become an engineer. It doesn't matter. That's what we are doing for Biafra. Because we have multiple talents. That is what Ukwa Biama blessed Biafra for. And that's why we are so proud of who we are. Director, very soon will demonstrate our handicraft, God-blessed wisdom given to Biafrans. This is why we are proud of who we are. Although many of us, if you don't tell them who they are, they will not know.
They
I'm so glad I'm so grateful.
With you. Bear with me. I hate and I regret to stop you mid-flight, but there is a call I must take. The barrister must bear with me. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, please raise your voice for us. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, can you hear me very well?
He is not serious, is he? No, not at all. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. This is Innocent Maramugo Chukwu. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas, and I'm originally from Mwidi, in Oru West, in Biafra land. And I'm trying to contact our new coordinators, Nyema, but as you said, he's very busy. And I've been calling him, I sent him a Skype message, but I haven't got any message from him. But I need only one thing, and the one thing is this. I need a kind of a letter, being like a, have a letterhead of Radio Biafra, that because I want to go and confront all these organizations we have here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
My dear brother, before you continue, do you have the contact details of Karomonde, be it on Facebook, on Skype, anywhere else? Do you have it?
I have only on Facebook.
Okay, email, inbox Karomonde. Anybody trying to get hold of our coordinator of coordinator, he's a very busy man. Now he knows what Ikechukwu used to go through.
Exactly.
You should please try, if you email or inbox Onyema and you can't get hold of him, you please do the same thing. Send the same message to Karomonde, and then Karo will be able to get hold of Onyema and help out. And then Onyema will then be able to delegate the secretary helping his office, our dear sister, yes, Adora Jacobs in Sicily, to be able to try and help out. In fact, what we need to do is to also advertise the contact details of Adora, so that anybody trying to get hold of Uchenna Onyema and can't get hold of him should go to Adora, but also very critically to Karomonde. She also, okay, will be able to help out to assist Uchenna, who is our now coordinator of coordinators, the same way that she assisted Ikechukwu Enyiago as well. Please.
Thank you. Thank you for that information. I would do that immediately. And I want to use this opportunity again to remind those Biafrans and my friends and people of Biafra here in Dallas-Fort Worth that our meeting again is coming up this Sunday, as we always scheduled, being by 6 o'clock this coming Sunday at 3626 North Beltline Road, Irving, Texas, zip code 75062. And my phone number, in case if you need any direction, or which I know you don't, because if you put it in a Google, we take you right away where we are, in the office of my office. That's where it's holding. It's a free office. You can walk in any day. My phone number is this: 214-418-2880. 214-418-2880. Please, as you come in, tell your friends, if they are Biafrans or not, whoever want to come, friends, enemies, let them come on down and see what we are doing, because we are not hiding anything here in America. We are not hiding nothing. And on the registration for our demonstration, we have done everything, almost done. We don't have any problem on that, where everything is going how we want it to be done. So everybody has to come out. Even if you don't want to contribute, don't worry about your money, because there's people who can do that. Just come out.
Can you hear me? But he's here. I don't know what is going. Can you hear me? He's come through via Skype, so what could be wrong? Anyway, he'll call us back. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I'm Ara Innocent from Woking, London.
Innocent, what is your surname?
Ara Dinagu.
You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead. You're calling from Woking.
Yeah, I'm very happy of what you people are doing. I'm so glad, yeah. But my real thing I want to explain, one, I've been listening to your program, and I've been there once. I want to know the limit time we give to Biafra Land to achieve Biafra between this year and next year. What is the deadline for us to achieve Biafra? That is number one thing I want to ask. Two.
Which deadline would you like to have? What do you want me to make it a week or 4 days? How do you want it?
what I mean is that we don't need to keeping this so slow. We want to make this fast so that we can get whatever you want from now, at least before December. We want to achieve Biafra. That's number one.
Yes.
Two,
right.
I don't know if we have anything like, we have to produce some people. Even I will be the first if they want me to be, so that we can go to the zoo and start making, you know, some things happening. Like, we need to put some flags in every state that belongs to Biafra Land. You see? Because by putting that, because I do call to know if anything is sounding like Biafra in that zoo, nobody seems to know what I'm saying. So I want people already there to start hanging our flag in that zoo land. From there, we'll see their reaction, and we know where to start.
There are too many flags already. I don't know the last time you went home. When did you go home last?
I've sincerely, for 1-2 years now, haven't gone back that zoo. It's a zoo. So what I need is, please, if
because if
we
you go there, my dear brother, you will see there are many flags everywhere.
Okay.
What
okay,
is happening
fine.
Is that those flags were hung there by criminals, stealing. And that is what we are going to take down. People don't want flags. They want action. I like what you said. You said you are prepared to volunteer yourself for action, and I like that. How many times have you been to meetings in the UK?
I immediately I had that. I came last week, and you can see my picture in Wembley Stadium. I went there myself. You see, I connect with them as well. I sing. The people know that I'm there. I need action. If they allow me, and if you can mobilize us, people contribute money, buy equipment, I need to go down there and scatter where it needs to be scatterable so that we can get that. I don't need staying here, you know, be listening, because I know things are happening. Boko Haram are killing, so we have to go and move our own self, you see, by, you know, making some move, because they are seeing us like we are just speaking, talking. We have to show a practical example. Even those people who are there that feel that they have everything, that we don't need Biafra, we hurt them. Even I don't mind if my father is against Biafra, we kill him for Biafra to be there. You see? So what we need is just to go down and know where it's need even... transfer Ladibor anywhere. I need to, you know, destroy them there. Then our people will join hands and start doing things. If they don't want to listen, they have to listen this time. That zoo is very bad, and it's very, very bad. It's unconducive for many people there. You see, we have engineers. They are there running down. Nothing is happening. They are taking our money out of the country, buying house, doing so things of that, which I'm not happy with. You see, we have to start action. At least by May, everything will start coming on, if possible. Uh-huh. I'm very, very, I'm an action man. If they give me time, I will, and everything will go down there together.
Okay. We have heard you.
Yeah.
And we shall oblige you. Keep attending the meeting. Keep spreading the message of Biafra around working the same way you did around Wembley on Saturday. And people will hear our voice. And then when the time comes, we'll then go home together. Thank you very much for calling. Keep mobilizing people. People must keep attending the meetings of Biafrans, especially those of you in the Southeast area. You must keep attending. Thank you very much. And God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to an end. I will invite the barrister to please very briefly conclude this very program for us before I hand over to Uche to do the same. Please go ahead, Barrister Mamezu.
Thank you, Director. Director, before I close the news, please, today's broadcast, I want to appeal to you and Uche Mefo sitting with you at our broadcasting studio. You made an early announcement about those who are trying to compete with Radio Biafra. I will ask you to let the sleeping dog lie flat.
No, barrister,
nobody
this is Radio
Biafra.
No, barrister, please. Please, please, please. Please, I plead with you. Anybody, if we go... Did you not ask Uche now about the TV? Did you not? You asked Uche about the TV now, live on air. And Uche defended himself. If you know these people, please, barrister, use your good office. Go and tell them 48 hours. They either start broadcasting or they return the money to Moses Uwibe. 48 hours only. If they don't do it, oh, dear God, they will be shredded to pieces. Tell them tonight. Tonight, tell them. 48 hours only. 48 hours, start that your broadcast or you return Moses Miguel's money. Simple. We are not here to play games. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. What I'm saying is this. If you know that you are greater than somebody, why are you poking them? When you know they cannot match you.
No, Barrister, it's not. Somebody, please, Barrister. Somebody took money from a Biafran to carry out Biafran project. And you're saying we should leave them? Where is the money then? If you're not going to do it. Where is the money? You think you're going to condone fraud? Is that what you're telling me? We should condone fraud in the name of Biafra? Please tell them 48 hours only or they are toast. 48 hours. Go and tell them. Bilie Human Rights Initiative should start this their radio or return the money to the person that gave it to them. Simple.
All right, Director, let me myself allow the sleeping dog to lie flat. Since you say I should leave it. Fellow Biafrans, we thank you once again and try to bring this today's program to an end. For tomorrow is another day. Whatever we say here on Radio Biafra is not hidden. It's open. All we do is to make sure that we are all happy. Everybody is doing their own individual way of doing things to bring about the restoration of Biafra. Director is director at the end. Uche Mefo is Uche Mefo. And I have to do my own bit to make my people happy that we talk about the fitness of our people. If we are not taken over and handed over by the British, the House of Fulani Boko Haram, we will not be going through all this and suffering. May God bless all of you. We are here to restore Biafra. And nothing will stop it. We have gone too far to come back. My mom will always tell me, wash your hands are gone to throw away a water. You can't again. You've gone too far to restoring Biafra. But we will do that. We ask all of you to stand up wherever you are. Today what belongs to you, do not run away and shy away. God is our witness. And we will do all we could to make sure that he supports everything we do here on Radio Biafra. We love our people, all of you, wherever you are. We appreciate all the support some of you have been giving to us financially, morally, physically, and otherwise. We love all of you. In Biafra, we stand. Thank you, Director. Thank you, Chemefo. Tomorrow, we reconvene. Tomorrow, we carry on until Biafra arrives. Good night, all of you. I love Biafra.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. It is a pleasure and an honor to call you a fellow Biafran. Beside me, I am humbled. I am indeed humbled. Please, Uche, continue and give us your rounding or closing remarks this evening, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. Before I go, I want to make reference to what Barrister was saying. There is nothing wrong in competition. There is nothing wrong in coming up with another or rival radio station. But what we are saying here is that if you take money, if you make promise in the name of Biafra, and you know you cannot fulfill it, why are you continuing on that? If you make promise that you're going to do something for Biafrans, go ahead and do it. And if something is wrong somewhere, if for any reason you're not able to do it, come out and say you cannot do it anymore for one reason or the other. But this is a different situation that some people are riding on the back of Radio Biafra, to castigate Radio Biafra, all in the name of coming up with a rival radio station where they know they cannot deliver. What we are here for is putting our theories or whatever we say into action. If we cannot do it, we say we cannot do it. Biafra cannot be gotten on theories, on cheap publicity. We will be judged by what people have seen us done. We will be judged by what we do, not by what we say. Biafra is about putting practical actions on the ground, putting things in practice. For that is the only way we can move forward. And on that note, I urge all Biafrans, all friends of Biafra from around the world, to make bold to always match their words with action. For this is the only way, this is the only practical step we can take in restoring Biafra. There is no other way, because we have theorized for several decades and nothing has come out of it. If you know you cannot do anything, please, you better keep quiet. But if you know you can do it, go ahead and make it a reality. Thank you very much and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. As I say about the barrister, it's a pleasure and honor to have you work for Biafra as well, to serve your country diligently the way you have done, to abandon everything else, to make the ultimate sacrifice, which is to serve your country regardless of the circumstance. We know what you have given up for this. So that is why we are successful. We made painful sacrifices. Anybody thinking that the scrutineering role of Radio Biafra is going to stop, the person is dreaming. Dreaming. Anytime we get it wrong, come call us on air. Anything you want to ask, call Radio Biafra on air and put it to us. Anything at all. It is. Nobody is going to take money from anybody claiming they're going to run a Biafran project and they don't do it. You better return the money. If you know these men, go and tell them. I've been doing my research as always. 48 hours only from today. If they do not start a radio station, which we welcome, we want as many radio stations as possible. As many TV stations as possible. We welcome all of them. All of them, we welcome them. Because we want our people to listen to Biafra every day in different dimensions. If not, return the money to the person that you got the money from. Because you cannot do it. It has now occurred to you that you can't do it. That theory is different from practice. That yapping on Facebook is easy. Delivering on what you say you're going to do is rather very, very difficult. I said this before and I'll say it again. When I was growing up, I had some cousins who were abroad. One was in Maryland, one was in Philadelphia. I used to pray when they send us pictures of they took near a sports car. We used to pray, even watching Bill Cosby, that I used to wish that Isiama Foruku, my village, would be like Philadelphia. But reality is different. The discipline that went into the building of Philadelphia does not exist where I come from. So it is impossible. It is just a mere dream. People can dream they want to be like Radio Biafra. It's just a dream. You cannot do it. If you want help, we give you help. If you want to set up a radio station, Uche is here. We help you to set up one. Don't go and use jealousy, envy. One of the seven deadliest sins ever. Jealousy and envy. You will die in it. You will be buried in it. 48 hours or you are toast. We will come here and devote one program to the analysis of the conduct of these people and what they have done in the name of Biafra. The same way we devoted time to Masop and Wasrika. And they will be dead and buried. It is in their interest. Start radio station or refund the money. Simple. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for having listened to us. Tomorrow is another day. Any questions you have, you put it to us. Any doubt you possess, come on air and say it. Not through inbox. Because we are whiter than white. And whiter than snow. Incorruptibility is our other name. Incorruptible. Incorruptible. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. And they know it. Our enemies know it. That we are incorruptible. Incorruptible. This is Radio Biafra, not some stupid radio station that people come across. Do we look like Igbo men to you? We are Biafrans. Biafra. Not Igbo men using the name of Biafra. No, Biafrans, hardcore, fanatical. And that is why we say that this Biafra is our religion. Because I am a Biafran. Biafra is my religion. That is how I worship God. On this radio station is where we worship every blessed day, 6 p.m. here or 7 p.m. in Biafra land. Because that same Chukwu Abiama is our God. Chukwu Abiama is our God. He is the maker of the heavens and the earth. And because he is the Almighty, he will guide, protect, preserve, nurture, and keep this. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you, and good night.